Well, I'm certainly scared of seagulls. I haven't been scared by today because you've been such a wonderful guest to have.
Thank you
so much, Matt Quinton from The Sun. I've been Daisy McAndrew. I have loved doing the last 3 hours. But now, Jake Yap is in the studio. Jake, what are you talking about today?
Hello. Really important stuff.
Go on then.
I can't remember.
Weighty matters.
Honestly, it's bank holiday.
Brought a dog in? I brought a dog in.
Yeah, I see you brought a dog in.
Yeah, he's under the studio.
Can I have a go with your dog?
No, you can't. No, he's only young, and I don't want him to be traumatised.
I had a show dog. I had a show pet for a while on my show.
Like having a show girl.
It was well. Maybe I shouldn't get into it now.
We're getting ourselves into all sorts of trouble.
We flew too close to the sun. That's all I'm going to say.
We did. Going to have to do more of that in the future. Yeah. Jake, have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
You, lovely listener, have a fantastic bank holiday Monday.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. Delighted December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
A very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week. It's a delight to be here. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines.
Thank you very much. Coming up, triple arrest in London terror plot, fight on to tackle online terrorism, and battle on seagulls stepped up.
Talk Radio.
3 teenage women have been arrested in connection with anti-terror raids in London last week. On Thursday, several people were detained in Willesden by officers investigating an active plot, as Tim Humphrey reports.
Police arrested 2 18-year-olds and 1 19-year-old woman this morning at 3 addresses in East London. Detectives say it's linked to the disruption of a possible terrorist plot and raids on Thursday. During that intelligence-led operation, armed officers stormed a house in North London and shot a woman in her 20s. She's still being questioned along with 6 others who were arrested at the same time.
A murder investigation has begun after a businessman was shot by intruders at his house in Dorset. 61-year-old Guy Hedger was fatally wounded in the village of St Ives and died later in hospital. Police believe he was the victim of a botched burglary. These people can't believe what's happened.
This is a very quiet area and very safe normally, you know, there's no incidents, and for 10 years we've hardly had anything.
Don't expect that round here really.
Just really shocks, that's all.
MPs are accusing social media companies of a shameful failure to tackle online terrorist propaganda and hate speech. In a report, they say sites like Facebook, Twitter and Google aren't doing enough to erase illegal content. The Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says his party can provide a powerful opposition after next month's general election. He's on the campaign trail alongside former cabinet ministers Sir Vince Cable and Sir Ed Davey, who are looking to be voted back in as MPs. Farron says his party can paint swathes of London and the country yellow again and attacked Labour's record in opposition.
The worst governments are the ones with the weakest oppositions. And there is a vacancy for an opposition in this country, and the Liberal Democrats are here to fill it.
And £80 fines are being introduced in one part of southwest England for anyone feeding seagulls. East Devon District Council, which includes the coastal towns of Exmouth, Sidmouth and Seaton, says it's to stop the birds attacking people for food. Officials say gulls can often be aggressive and shouldn't be encouraged.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the south of England and Wales, dry elsewhere and warm in the northwest with highs today 16 Celsius.
Can we just pause to say a massive thanks to Toby Gillis.
Gillis?
Oh my God, like... Gillis!
Toby Gillis.
Jake
Gillis?
I was thinking...
You weren't looking at me and thinking of Jake Gyllenhaal, were you? That's definitely...
You don't want to know what I think about when I look at you. You don't want to know.
Well, you definitely don't think of my correct surname.
Well, look, maybe if you brought in a vegan brownie today instead of... You went to all that trouble, I appreciate it.
It was all for you as well, and you wouldn't even eat
one. What was it? Were you trying to woo me?
I always try to woo you. After our dalliance on Sunday mornings on a regular basis, yeah. I thought for a special bank holiday Monday, I'd turn up with brownies, and everyone else has eaten them except you.
Well, as Homer Simpson said, the way to a man's stomach is
through vegan
mouth.
Food.
Is it? Well, yeah, okay, it's much the same. I'm sorry. I love you. I can change.
You love me, but you don't know my name and you won't eat my
brownies. Can we just consider this like a broadcast rehearsal? Is that fair?
What, do you want me to do my news again? Should we start again?
Yes, please. It's bank holiday. No, it's fine. Should we do the sport then?
Should we just... I'm not here to do
your sport.
Should
we just knock the show on the head? Yeah, fine.
Someone else can do this.
That's it from me. Have a wonderful afternoon. No? Okay. Let's do... All right, fine. Toby Gillis, I'm sorry. If people want to follow you on Twitter, there, look, do a plug for your Twitter. Does that make it up a bit?
No, I'm not.
Victoria Bourne's always plugging her Twitter.
I'm not here for Twitter followers.
At Toby Gillies.
Fine, here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Liverpool can strengthen their push for Champions League qualification tonight. They would move 4 points ahead of the Premier League's fifth-place side Manchester United with a win at Watford. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has said that Anthony Joshua will fight all over the world in the next few years. Joshua added the WBA World Heavyweight title to his IBF belt after beating Vladimir Klitschko in front of 90,000 fans at Wembley on Saturday. England remain fifth in the latest one-day international cricket rankings. Owen Morgan's side are among the favourites for this summer's Champions Trophy, which they're hosting. South Africa retained top spot ahead of Australia, with India up to third. In cricket's IPL, this afternoon's game is Rising Pune Super Giants against Gujarat Lions, and there's live commentary on that game on our sister station TalkSport 2. And golf's Classic of New Orleans will be decided by a playoff this afternoon. The All-American pairing of Kevin Kistner and Scott Brown finished tied with Sweden's Jonas Blixt and Australian Cameron Smith on 27 under par overall. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wickes, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes indeed. Hang on. I know where that's happening. Let me just quit that. Hang on. It's fine. I was just look, so far let's just consider, I'm not going to use the word catastrophe here now, like this early on in the game, but let's just say today's been a lot of fun. Okay, here we go. Ready?
It's a generic cover show and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away for a brand new post.
You see, I would argue I'm fulfilling my remit, right? My remit as a cover show presenter for John Holmes, highest stake gap here all this week, is to be fairly rubbish, right? So that everyone is so pathetically grateful when John Holmes comes back. You know what I mean?
I would say so far,
annoying the newsreader, failing to play in the jingle, and then having an echo of my voice. I would say I'm acing it so far, right? I mean, everyone is going to be on their feet when John Holmes gets back.
Yeah, if he gets back.
If he gets back. Oh, is there something? I don't know where he's gone, actually. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know what's gone. I don't know where the first page of my running. It doesn't matter.
So I've got one there.
Oh, cool. Opener and show menu. Hi! Oh, I honestly don't know what's going on. I'm just going to stop. So, hi, welcome along to the show. It's lovely to be here, and I'm here all week. We've got lots coming up in the show for you. We're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect. This is a really weird thing. I didn't know about this until I saw this article today, which Cass found, which is that people thought that they remembered Nelson Mandela dying when he was in prison, which I don't remember that at all. Rudd, do you remember that? You won't remember any of this because you're like...
No, but I've read about it. I've read about the Mandela Effect. Yeah, there's other things. Like, do you know the Berenstain Bears?
Right. There's this whole catalogue of things that people remember differently to what they were.
Yeah, so lots of people remember them being the Berenstain Bears, S-T-E-I-N.
Yeah.
But apparently it's S-T-A-I-N.
Yeah.
And everyone just kind of somehow got it into their heads that it was... But yeah.
I literally don't remember any of the Berenstain or Stein.
I've never heard of them.
No. Is that Leonard Berenstain?
But it's things like they asked people to do the logo for Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The American... Some people would spell it with a K, some people wouldn't. And then the people who spelt it with a K go, oh, look, there's no K in it.
Yeah.
And they would have just thought the whole time that...
And Nelson Mandela invented this.
Yes, he invented the Chick-fil-A.
It's basically an effective way you remember things differently from how they were, and it was coined a few years ago by a lady who thought that she remembered Nelson Mandela dying.
Yeah. I should probably introduce you at this point, Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, Rudd!
Hello!
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in on a bank holiday.
It's fine, I'm here anyway, because that's my job.
Okay, well, there you go. In that case... get on with it. No, you're doing the pay-per-view for us.
Correctamundo, fam.
That's fam. Yeah, fully fammed. That's youth speak, obviously. That means king.
Just means friend.
Right? King. Thank you, my king. What have you found in the papers?
It's what many a people a person are talking about is Anthony Joshua winning the fight against Vladimir Klitschko.
Yes.
Did you watch the fight?
I didn't watch the fight, but what I did enjoy was Stephen Dixon on Sky News the next morning, who... I like Sky News, don't get me wrong.
It's a goodie.
It's great. But he had to segue from the talking about the fight to the next news story and I would say it was not the most overly successful thing he's ever done. So he said... He said, oh, it's fantastic, the fight, really fantastic. Mainly because they're trying to sell it on Sky Box Office, right? Because you can buy it there, which is great. And it's a hard job, I think, being a news anchor, you know, because... anyway, so they say, oh, it's fantastic, fantastic fight. That was fantastic. What is not fantastic is that this week marks 10 years since the disappearance of Madeline. He said that!
Oh, God.
No, really?
He did. He went, like, full Partridge. I couldn't believe it. It was, like, 6:05 in the morning yesterday. And... So, yes, no, I didn't watch the fight. Do you enjoy watching boxing?
I've never seen... I personally think it's just... I mean, if you want to, like, get paid to...
Knock seven bells out.
Yeah. Really? Or get paid to just get beaten up, which, you know, some...
Best £200 I ever spent. Yeah, I mean, I don't... Do you watch the boxing? I feel like you might do. You're a bit of a man's man, aren't you? You're a bit of a...
He's a bit of a lad, that Cornelius. Yeah.
No, not really. I didn't watch the boxing. I was in at home alone, and you have to pay for it. And with boxing, I'm not a fan, but only because every boxing match which I have ever watched before has been the most boring thing in the world because it's so short.
Yeah. It's short, isn't it?
How long does it last?
I would say like pound per hour ratio. Mm. It's got to be one of the most expensive things ever, right?
Yeah, yeah. But this match on Saturday evening lasted 11 rounds, which I've never heard of.
Is that what is a normal one?
That's a long... So whenever
is that 11
I watch
minutes?
It,
what is that?
No, no, that's 11 rounds is like, you know, a good hour or so, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But no, the ones I've watched have only ever been like one or two rounds and then just a knockout.
Yeah.
It's like, because...
What do they do after that? Like a raffle? Bingo? Well, like, what do they do? I genuinely... Like, how is that an evening out?
They do... It's the slow-mo replays, which is really what you're
they
going
do a little,
to watch.
Guess right. How many of the boxer's teeth are in this jar? And then you...
That's good.
But Anthony Joshua as well is quite an extraordinary sportsman because he seems to be a really good role model.
Yeah, I've seen a few interviews with him. I was kind of... Because I kind of operate on the assumption that all boxers are just knobs. But he seems like a nice dude.
Yes, he does. He's on the front page of The Sun saying, "I'll make a billion and pay my bill at the laundrette." Yeah. Well, I should think so.
So he still lives in a council house apartment with his own mum.
Yeah. But it's a very specialist laundrette. They're very good at getting the blood out. So that's the thing.
As you would do. Yeah. But no, yeah, so congratulations to Anthony Joshua. I mean, because Vladimir Klitschko, he'd won it, what, 11 times before this?
Something like that. He did really well for a long time. And then last year he got beat by Tyson Fury. Okay. Who is also British, but not as
you wanna have,
a
I,
good role model, let's just say.
I always thought that Tyson Fury was kind of an 80s hit-like
You're thinking
star.
Of Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I all guess right. Maybe that's where I got it confused in my head. But for whatever reason, the name Tyson Fury, I always thought was like an 80s, 90s boxing star. And I found out that he's been going since like 2008. My sporting knowledge isn't great.
No, I once met Vladimir Klitschko.
Vladimir.
Really? Is he really big?
His hand could just pop your head open like it was squishing
a
soft-boiled egg.
Just pay someone money to...
It's the biggest hand I've ever seen. And at the time, he was with Hayden Panettiere, right?
Who, from Off of Heroes.
Yeah, who is about like this tall. She comes up to like my nipples, right? She's like,
yeah, she's a short lady.
And I'm stumpy, right? So, like, she's with this guy who's, like, huge! I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Like, something I hate, right? Something that I think is not cool is when, like, someone tall, you know, comes into a social circle of some kind and people go, "Oh, you're tall!" And it's like...
You
come on,
like
you just don't do that. Like, you don't, like, why would you... Poor people who have to endure that, right? Every time, that's a great conversation opener, thanks so much. But he was, like, the only one where it was almost impossible not to go, "That's big man, big man, handshake, man." You know, he took my arm, like, it was the biggest...
I was going to say, does this handshake just envelop your arm?
Like, if you were wearing, like, a catcher's mitt, you know, for, like, baseball... It's his hand was like
he'd
that.
Be able to hold his thumb.
So you're saying he's in the wrong sport. He should be in baseball because he could save on equipment.
He just hold his arms out and encircle the diamond.
Have they checked that he's actually wearing boxing gloves and not just painted his hands red?
Genuinely, you wouldn't stand. Yeah,
not a chance.
Not a chance.
But yes, congratulations to Anthony Joshua.
Oh, huge congratulations for doing all the fighting really, really well. And in context.
For doing all the fighting very
do
good.
Do all the fighting.
Well
do
done on
in,
the punching.
Do it in context. You know, for goodness sake. Do it when rich people are paying you to. That's what I always say. If you're going to fight someone...
Remember, kids, if you're going to do anything illegal, make sure rich
make
people
sure
are paying
sanctioned
you to do it.
By rich people.
Well, he's not what he's doing is illegal. It's also very healthy for your boxing.
Don't do illegal things.
I mean, doesn't it look like hugely healthy for his left eye, looking at him on the front page of The Sun?
Well, no, not the actual punching of it, but the training up to it. Those people's their bodies are like, I think, the ideal health.
That's
honestly.
Kind of like saying... Then,
as opposed to rugby
kind of like
players
saying,
when they're told to...
That's
you know,
like saying being
up.
On the run from someone with a gun is really, really healthy until you get shot by them.
Yeah, but you can recover from boxing.
Kind of. Well, I mean, kind of. Yeah, kind of. kind of.
I do think it's... I'm not saying it should be banned. I just think it's astonishing that it's still a thing, boxing.
I don't know why there aren't more tickle fights. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to watch that.
Wembley
like,
Stadium.
Proper tickle fight. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Well, we've got a huge crowd assembled here. Like, that would be great.
Yeah, but what point do you... what point does the match end?
When someone says mercy, because they can't take any more tickling.
Tap out, yeah.
You should see me and my little boy. It's hilarious.
But obviously, that would just... end up with people who are not ticklish entering. And
that's true.
Doing,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
people with like.
Then that's
hide.
Just people scratching each other, really.
I still paid to see it. I think it'd be worth it. We're going to have more from the papers with Rudd after this.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking. Get golfing with American Golf. Amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online, at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5 foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet. Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Hull for the A15 Humber Bridge, which remains closed southbound between the A164 at the Booth Ferry Road and the Ferriby Road Junction, as the police are still dealing with an incident, so that's causing queues towards Barton. The A5 in Northamptonshire remains closed in both directions through Stony Stratford after a serious accident between the Toaster Road and the Abbey Hill roundabout, and it's heavy now on the M20 through Kent due to a car fire, closing lane towards the coast between Junction 5 for Aylesford and Junction 6 for Chatham. I'm Louisa Gale.
Award-winning Co-op Prosecco is now only £6.99. So now you can make that night extra special. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Participating stores only, subject to availability, 18 and over, please drink responsibly. drinkaware.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
I think to all intents and purposes, we should consider this the beginning of the programme. I think I'm ready now. Thank you for your patience. It's Jake Yap, in for John Holmes all this week. 1 till 4, Sam Delaney's up after that. We've got lots in the show for you. We're going to talk about the Mandela Effect. If you don't know what that is, well, you will soon. Provided you keep listening, which, you know, you should, because it's good. We've got an exclusive clip of David Cameron talking about his new £25,000 shed, which he's using to write in. We're going to be all over that shit, I think. And we've got a new feature called Follow the Leader. Cornelius, do you want to talk about this?
Well, it's just a daily update on what the party leaders are doing on the campaign trail, Jake.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. Great update. Terrific rapport. But in the meantime, we are reviewing the papers with Rudd. And we were talking about the boxing. What you got for us next, Rudd?
Next, we've got... There's always a story for the Mail. They'll make a story out of anything. Today, they've got a story out of... you know, like packaging, food packaging that contains not as much food as you'd think.
Oh, yeah, I
so
saw this.
They're
yeah.
in with the hard hitters at Daily Mail.
It's a bank holiday.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're complaining about, like, crisps, where you get, like, one crisp in a, you know, bin bag-sized packet.
I
think you've just gone into a bin there, Rod.
Yeah.
Can I... Well, it works at Talk Radio. I mean, kind of yeah. some slang. That's true, though, isn't it? There's a brand of sort of reconstituted air pressed potato product, snack product, where I feel like you get, like you say, like maybe four crisps in a pack. I mean, that's
not
an exaggeration.
Fantastic.
That's a wild exaggeration, but it feels that way.
When you say air compressed, is this just a regular brand of regular crisps? Or are they like some weird vegan stuff?
Can I say the brand? I don't know. Can I say the brand name?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Say what the supermarket would put on their own brand packaging.
Oh, that's a good idea. They'd call them...
would it be Cheesy Puffs?
No, they'd call them...
that's a fun game. Guess the brand from...
Snap Crisps.
Snaps, yeah.
Snap Crisps.
A tube of snaps.
No.
No?
Not a tube.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, okay. That's quite a specific
Snap
brand.
Snap Crisps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just say it?
Bubble Crisps. I think they'd be known as Bubble Crisps.
Bubble Crisps bubble is crisps. Another good yeah. one. Yeah, bubble or even bobble. Bubble Crisps.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, Pop Chips or whatever they're called.
Yes. Fine.
I mean, I didn't know what they were.
That's how it feels to me. That's how it feels to me. Yeah. That is not a statement of fact. It's just the way it feels to me. What other examples are there, Roger?
I mean, there's Twix Bites here. I can say brand names, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are in the Daily
well,
Mail.
These are statements of fact, right?
So, yeah. yeah.
It's in the Daily Mail.
A 123-gram packet of Twix Bites stands 17 centimetres high, but the snacks only fill up to 7 centimetres.
What?
I'm outraged.
That's quite outrageous.
I mean, reading through this is proper... bank holiday paper news.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this is a strong example.
I quite like
for...
it though. This is important news to me.
I mean,
it's about time that someone's bringing this to light.
I mean, I mean, I'm guessing this has come from guys. You know, this could only come from guys.
No,
so we're going,
cares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's 17 centimeters. That. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, totally. It's seven.
I'll tell you
it's
what, mate.
Seven. No, 17 at least.
So tell you what, mate. I have one the other
bag
day
for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Massive bag.
I put on the other day, got at least 9 centimetres in there. You're giving me 7.
Okay, good. There's other food packaging related news, which we'll talk about after 1:30.
Yes.
Which was also in there on this most bank of bank holidays.
Yeah. There's a lady in the Sun who puts Marmite on every meal, which
yeah.
I'm pretty sure should be illegal.
Are you in the hate camp?
Oh yeah, no, very
are
firmly.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Are you in the love camp?
I am. So here's the thing, I've got like I've built up over the years like a Marmite cellar. Like my collection of yeast extract products is second
what,
to none.
For prepping purposes,
or? I have. There's Marmite, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a standard go-to. You know, eminently. Quaffable on a daily basis, but then you've got the champagne of yeast extracts, which is Vitam R. Which if you haven't tasted it, oh my god!
Is it like a really strong version?
No. Quite the opposite in a way. It's quite nuanced. It's quite subtle.
Got a
pale kind of caramelly quality to it. It's a little bit thinner, more what the French would call onctueux quality to it. And it's got a kind of caramelly taste.
You're selling it very well, but yeah, if it tastes anything like Marmite, then...
When I say it's the champagne of yeast extracts, I'm not kidding. It's like £6 a jar.
Oh,
really?
That's not what you want.
But I pay it, and there's a reason. It's so good. Then there's Natex. That's like Marmite without salt, Joy, as I like to think of it. Mm-hmm. But much better for you, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. And depending on how much you're eating, of course. And then there's the yeast extract that you can buy in like Holland and Barrett.
You're listening to the Yeast Extract Hour with Jake Yap on Talk Radio.
I'm just saying, if you don't like Marmite, there are other options.
Which you shouldn't. They're bad.
It's delicious. Cornies, you've got a casting vote.
I don't really like it. No.
Sorry, there you go.
I haven't had it for years.
Because you're boys. When you are really? Men, you're... No, I'm kidding.
What meals did she put Marmite on?
Yeah, let's have a look. Tuna, spaghetti, sausages, cereal.
In fact, wait, Marmite themselves, I think, suggest putting Marmite on sausages.
Well, I can see that being a thing because people have like barbecue sauce and HP sauce on it, so I understand that.
Yeah.
But cereal? Hello, team.
Didn't Marmite make a cereal bar? I think I tried one. I liked it. It was good.
Well, if you like Marmite, you would do.
In fact, do you know what? I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't be good with Marmite, and I'm finding it hard. I was thinking ice cream, and I was thinking I could totally get behind that. Caramel.
I'm just trying to think of things that are good without Marmite, and I can currently think of everything that exists. So,
I once had... Now this might be an interesting question. What's the weirdest thing? I'm guessing you two, like, because he only eats chips.
What?
He only eats Chris. What's the weirdest thing you've ever put on ice cream? I put fake bacon bits on. You know that stuff you get in the salad bars?
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay.
That was good.
No, I'm middle of the road. I tell you recently.
Yeah, he only eats Chris.
I put a strawberry sauce on mine. You know, the strawberry syrup.
Renegade.
Yeah.
Maverick. Visionary.
I've got a cousin who only, up until the age of about 13, 14, he would only eat like potato smiley faces. Oh. Like, would not eat any other foods.
Really?
Except for potato smiley faces. Absolutely nothing else.
Wow.
It was,
Wow. Is he okay?
He's fine now.
Like my cousin's friend tried to prove at university that you could get nutritionally everything you needed out of chips and lager.
Yeah.
I think he got scurvy. He got scurvy.
Really?
Yes. He did like nearly a term.
Is scurvy... Does it help eating lemons or does it make it worse eating lemons for scurvy?
You're supposed to eat lemons. That's why British people are called limeys. Did you know that?
I have a vague recollection of hearing it on QI or something.
The Americans used to mock... naval people in the navy.
Fun fact.
In Britain, because they ate limes to ward off scurvy because of the vitamin C. Toby Gillis is here, and I wish I could tell you what he's doing, but I can't. But he's about to do something more official.
Good thing the cameras aren't on him, eh?
Isn't that a relief? I might put the other one on in a minute and catch the whole thing. Rudd, that's it, right? We get that through
it
by.
Yeah, it's half past.
Thanks,
isn't it?
Rudd.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. You can carry on doing all the other things that you have to do now.
Yeah.
You lovely man. Thanks for being here.
No
appreciate
worries.
It. coming up after the news, we are going to be finding out what's going on with the Mandela effect. That's at a quarter to two. In the meantime, though, why don't we catch up with the latest news headlines with Toby, wait for it, Gillis!
Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Three women have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences linked to a police operation where a woman was shot last week. The suspects, two aged 18 and one aged 19, were held after raids in East London. A British man has been arrested in Spain following the death of a woman at an apartment block in Benidorm. The tourist, apparently from Scotland, died on Saturday while taking part in a hen weekend with a group of women. The woman has not been identified. MPs are accusing social media firms of putting more effort into protecting their profits than keeping the public safe online. They're accusing companies like Google, Facebook and Twitter of a shameful failure to tackle online terrorist propaganda and hate speech. The Home Affairs Select Committee wants to see fines issued if illegal content isn't taken down. Claire Lilly from the NSPCC says businesses must invest in keeping their platforms safe.
Children are being exposed to content and conduct, which is, you know, they're not equipped to deal with it, and it's not designed for them. So I think they do have to take a responsibility in terms of trying to make it their environment as safe as possible for children.
A British man has been killed in Germany after apparently trying to take a selfie on one of the country's infamous autobahns. Some of the German motorways have no speed limit. The man, thought to be 22 and from Scotland, was hit by a car on the A24 near Hamburg yesterday morning. A new picture of Princess Charlotte wearing a yellow cardigan decorated with images of sheep has been released ahead of her second birthday. It was taken by the Duchess of Cambridge at their Norfolk home, Amma Hall. Prince William and Kate say they're delighted to share the photograph to mark their daughter's special day on Tuesday. And moths are munching their way through clothes and carpets in record numbers because of
the
mild...
Tell me about it.
Are they munching away
from you? I'm getting munched.
I mean, that is sort of my job to tell you about it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, carry on then.
I'll continue. Fine, yeah, it's apparently because of the mild winter early start to spring. Call-outs to pest controllers more than doubled in the UK between February and March. And that may be related to your weather, which I'm about to tell you. It is dry for most of the country. It'll be nice and warm in the west. It'll be wet in the south of England and Wales, though presumably protected, therefore, from moths. Highs of 16 Celsius.
Perfect weather to go mothing. Do you go mothing regularly? I love mothing.
Is that a thing that
you
do?
Well, I feel like, you know, with shooting, right? Because David Cameron's saying he's really enjoying getting back into game shooting, right? Like, if you consider yourself any good at it, surely you should go moth shooting, right? Because that's hard. That's got to be much harder.
Shooting.
Like, you're shooting deer. Like, come on, how rubbish are you? It's massive.
Do you think one day we'll get one of those stories where David Cameron's gone out to Africa and, you know, and been on one of those horrible game drives where they kill lovely animals?
I don't think he'd do it. He's all about
deer.
He's all about the grouse,
oh,
isn't he?
Okay.
Which is a massive industry. Did
really?
You know that?
No.
It's kind of wrecking moorland.
I've heard of famous grouse, but I didn't know people went and killed grouse.
It's wrecking moorland. It's a big deal, grouse shooting. It's a big problem.
I've wanted
to talk about this on Talk Radio for ages.
And now you are.
And with the moths, you gave me a chink.
People are switching off in their droves.
Fine, crikey, all right. Is this because I mispronounced your name earlier?
It's a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But you did play with your nipples most becomingly. What?
What?
Who's... What? Just dump it. Thanks very much.
Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Gyllenhaal with your news. Sorry. Fine. Can you do some bonus news at 3:30?
Might do.
This is what Kath was saying.
Right?
Yeah, all right. I'm just mispronouncing names for fun there. Oh, man, this is the worst day ever. Shall I read the only text we've had so far?
Yeah, okay.
We were talking about pop chips earlier.
Yes.
So just say the brand. Just say the sodding brand. I don't know what we're allowed to say during the day. Holmes wouldn't mess about like this. Really, you're a nice guy, but you need to grow a set. Let me tell you, and if you had a set, maybe you would have put your name on the text.
Oh!
I'm throwing down. Yeah, listen, I've survived.
For him?
Have I what?
That's a grime phrase. If you write a diss track about someone, you're sending for them.
Yeah, I'm sending. I'm sending for you.
Yeah.
I'm sending for you.
Read his number
out. I have survived perfectly well without any seeming genitalia whatsoever for 43 years, okay? I don't need to grow a set. I'm doing fine without them. Thank you very much. Let's play the thing. Good.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh. Fine. Are you having a nice bank holiday? Good for you. No, it's great. It's lovely to be here, obviously. It would just be awful if I was hanging out with my family. And coming up, we're going to be finding out what is the Mandela effect. Apparently, some people seem to, they have this false memory of Nelson Mandela dying when he was in prison. Oh, weird. Anyway, we're going to be talking to Ian Wallace about that. He's a psychologist. In the meantime, well, I saw this article in the Times about fonts on labels. Now, apparently, some people believe that smaller chocolate bars and sweets are the answer, as we just heard from Rudd. But others want a tax on sugary drinks or to encourage children to be more active with... No. One expert tells you, just grow a pair, Jake, okay? Grow a pair. No, I'm not going to put my name to the text. Grow a pair, mate. Huh? Anyway. Sarah Hindman, a graphic designer, who's perhaps trying to pick up a bit of extra work, says that the right typefaces can nudge people into healthier food choices and that this should start in schools. So she's saying that if you change the font on foods, it's going to make us more inclined to pick healthier foods, right? So she says it's built into us to search for the ripest, roundest berries, to search for the foods we want to eat. Fattier, more indulgent foods, such as chocolate bars, tend to use curvy, enticing type on their packaging to tap into our subconscious desires. That's interesting.
Mm. Doesn't this already happen, though, by the brands who are unhealthy?
Yeah, that's what
making
she's...
it to look like it's healthier food.
That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. That's what they do. That's how they're cunning. When actually you should probably make it look really grotesque and awful, or like unripe or something. Because it's interesting, like healthier foods are all branded green, aren't they? Like pale green of branding, which actually just perhaps is signifying, well, unripe, you know, just not not that rewarding. Like a rich red, a ruby red, you know, or a deep amber. Something ripe.
I wouldn't eat anything that was a deep amber.
I've seen the food you eat. Most of it is some kind of amber. It's basically
it's beige.
Yeah.
I do eat largely beige food. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, and I'm not judging you for that. No. You know, I respect that. So it is. It's kind of interesting. And they've got an example of fonts with like tall, thin ones. And look, which one would you want to eat the most, right?
It says, okay.
It says, eat me. Which one of those would you obligingly eat?
I think the bottom left looks
really?
The healthiest.
That's quite a thin font, but a good size font.
Yeah.
See, I like the fat, curvy fonts. She's right, you know.
Do you think that makes it look like unhealthier food, though?
It makes it look fun.
Oh, right, I see.
And let's face it, fat is fun. I mean, it's not fun, kids. You should really go and run away. Anyway,
not run away.
Well, just run anywhere. Just run.
But
don't
return,
stop running.
Return home.
Oh yeah, don't run! No, don't run away. Sorry.
Yeah,
I can see what's happened there. So I was wondering what could we do to rebrand foods? Maybe not just changing the font. Let's change the names of some of the let's call them treat foods. You know, snack foods. The more sugary and salty products. Is there any way we could rename them to make them just a little bit? Less attractive to be. I'm thinking Spit Cat. I had another. Cheese and Bunion Crisps. Or just Farties. Pop the Tube. And drink deep. So if you've got any suggestions, why don't you text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word
You know, we'll do some of those. I've actually already had some in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is really ace. Alan said, what about single decker? It's quite nice. Walnut whip. Just spreading the words out a bit. Why not pop open a tube of shingles? That's great. Thanks very much for those, Alan. Keep them coming. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks very much. After that, finding out all about the Mandela effect. That's coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made
for men.
Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, it's finally best news in Hull for the A15 Humber Bridge, which has fully opened southbound after that incident between the Booth Ferry Road and the Ferriby Road. And it's also best news in Cambridgeshire for the A1 Great North Road, again fully reopened through Wansford after that accident. However, there are still problems in Northamptonshire for the A5. That is still closed southbound through Stony Stratford as investigation work continues after a serious accident between the Toaster Road and the Abbey Hill roundabout. I'm Louisa Gale.
1.25 litre bottles of Coca-Cola and Diet Coke are only £1 each at the Co-op. So it's okay to spill a little bit. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £1.69, varieties as stocked, participating stores only. Subject to availability, ends 16th of May.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week. And we want your rebranded unhealthy snack foods. David's gone generic. He suggests deep fat fried salt encrusted mechanically reconstituted carb snack. Nothing about that sounds unappealing to me, I have to tell you. Dave says McDonald's becomes sick Donald's. It's crude but effective. Matthew's got loads. Smeg and bacon. What? No, you can't.
Type of fridge.
Pustard. Catatouille. Matthew's in a dark place.
Ratatouille is quite healthy, though, isn't
Catatouille.
It?
Catatouille.
Yeah, but ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
It's just vegetables in a tomato sauce.
To be fair, you're just doing puns now.
Yeah.
spaghetti. No. Riffing on bolognese there. And steamy pudding. I'm just not reading ahead fast enough. Ruth Bratt, who's a very talented comedian, she's totally full on Twitter. She says that her friend calls donuts sugary rings of death. Again, what's bad about any of that?
Death by chocolates, death by chocolate.
Julie's given us an unbroadcastable one. Dan says, why didn't they rebrand Marathon as a 10k fun run instead of Snickers? And Julie's got awful fruits. made to make your mouth water furiously in anticipation of finding a bucket. Michael's got Mousaka. Hairy milk chocolate. Well done, Julie. Keep them coming. Now, the Mandela Effect. This is this extraordinary article which says that apparently lots of people feel like they remember Nelson Mandela dying while he was in prison. When he didn't. He came out of prison and then went on to become the president of South Africa. It's a weird thing, but apparently this is quite a common phenomenon. And joining us to talk all about it is Ian Wallace. He's a business psychologist. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jake, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking the trouble on a bank holiday and all that. Tell us more about the Mandela Effect. What is it and why do we do it?
The Mandela Effect is like a collective false memory, Jake. So it was first flagged up by a lady called Fiona Broom in the 80s. Around about 2013. But she was at this conference, this Comic Con convention, and she encountered a number of people who were under the really firm impression that Nelson Mandela had passed away in jail in the 1980s, when, as we know, he didn't pass away until 2013.
How bizarre.
So the Mandela Effect is when people have this kind of false memory about something that's really common. So the classic examples are like the TV show Sex in the City is actually Sex and the City.
Ah.
And sometimes they can kind of be mondegreens when people just mix up the words or don't get them right. But one of the key things that happens with the Mandela Effect is it's because of how the human brain matches patterns.
Right.
So one of the reasons why we're so successful as animals and as organisms is we're very good at making things up. And if we find some incomplete pattern, then we can usually complete it in our mind some way to make up some story of what's going on so we can orient ourselves and exploit the situation. And that's why we have all these conspiracy theories about grassy knolls and things happening in elections that may or may not have happened, or Russian assistance. All these things about conspiracy theories are all parts of the Mandela Effect.
Right. So in a way, we're sort of, the human mind tries to rationalise things that happen when actually it's just part of the chaos of the world.
That's
right?
Exactly it. That's exactly it, Jake. So we do things. Another phenomenon called apophenia, which is kind of what the Mandela Effect is. And that's when you make patterns out of random noise. So you may have a number of disconnected things,
yeah,
but you try and you make a connection, you create a story about them in your mind.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
So, Jake, you're probably a living and broadcasting example of a Mandela Effect in action. Which is a fantastic achievement.
Listen, if people come away with a false memory of this show, I'll be very happy. Because weren't there some psychological tests done, I think in like the 50s or 60s, where people were shown a series of images and then 6 months later they got them back and asked them to remember what they'd seen. And there were things like an incomplete triangle, and most of them remembered it as a triangle.
Yeah, and that's one of the classic tests that psychologists do is, they will show you things like the incomplete triangle, or this picture is a young, beautiful woman, or is it an elderly, mature woman that's in the same picture, or is it a rabbit, or is it a duck? So one of the things that we have to understand as human beings is we all live in two worlds, an inner world and an outer world, and the boundary between them is our perceptions.
Mm.
And very often what we perceive is not what's actually happening. So that's why we have wonderful things like science and psychology to sense check things and validate them and make sure we can attribute some truth to them.
Crikey, I should hate for my inner world to spill out into the outer world too much.
Well, I think it leaks out quite profusely, Jake, but not in a wonderfully glorious way. So I'm very glad that you have that thin membrane between inside and outside. That's a great thing.
So there's lots of memories from film quotes. Apparently Darth Vader didn't say, "Luke, I am your father." The other thing is that does our own prejudice corrupt our memory? Like, do we remember things a certain way because it fits in with our sort of narrative and our outlook on the world?
Absolutely, Jake. Yeah. So what we do, we have what are called cognitive biases. usually based on our experiences and perhaps on our culture, where we are. So we will look at the world in a certain way, and we will think that's the only right way because we are very comfortable with it. But we will apply those cognitive biases in a number of areas. So how we see something, how we perceive it, can very often be different from how it is. And that's why there can be so much confusion and tension in conflict, that people have the completely the wrong story about what's going on about something. So the cognitive biases, it's very good to be aware of your cognitive biases, because everyone has them. And the more aware of them you are, then you can use them to your advantage rather than debilitating you.
Yeah. And it, given, I'm guessing, we still don't really fully know how memory works, do we?
Yeah, well, there are lots of theories about it, and most of them are nonsensical. We're just getting out of what has been a long, dreary period for memory research, when memory was compared to a computer. And it's any time that anything new comes out, any new human technology, then that is used as a metaphor for the brain, and particularly memory. So, yeah. So back in the day in ancient Assyria, then when people were making ceramic pots, and that's what the memory was like. It was like a set of pots.
Right.
And then I guess we graduated to the boxes.
The memory is like a wax cylinder.
Exactly. Well, people used to say that back around the turn of the 19th and 20th century.
Did they really?
Yeah. And this idea that memory is a set of computer files or computer disks that you load stuff into and then you recall is nonsense. What you do, the current thinking on memory, so the main parts of your brain that are involved in memory is something called the hippocampus, which is Latin for seahorse. You have these two little seahorse-shaped organs.
No, really?
At the back of your brain.
That's adorable.
And people who have got very good brains, very good recall, have enlarged hippocampi.
I've got a tiny one.
In London, the people with the biggest hippocampuses are taxi drivers.
Right.
And studies have been done showing that someone who hasn't got the knowledge, is just starting out, will have an average-sized hippocampus.
Yeah.
And then by the time they've learned the knowledge and become a taxi driver, that will enlarge. And memory is also associated with imagination. People who have lesions in the hippocampus tend to be quite poor at imagining as well. So memory and imagination are very, very closely linked. And I guess that's one of the fundamental reasons for the Mandela effect.
Right.
We're trying to remember that we're imagining and filling in all those gaps at the same time.
Because my theory is that, like, we store so much data in the human brain, right? I mean, it's like terabytes of data. And it all has to be packed away somewhere. So I feel like there must be this form of data compression, right? Where you've got some sort of basic template shapes, like a triangle. And then everything that will fit into a basic triangle shape, you must store as kind of, oh yeah, triangly stuff. Does that make sense? Is that possible?
I think you're a keen amateur psychologist here.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
No, it's great, because that's exactly how memory seems to work. There's an American professor of cognitive neuroscience, neurolinguistics, called George Lakoff, who's fabulous. He's done a lot of work on this. And it shows that you will start off with something like a triangle. You might attribute a color to it. You might attribute a scent or a vibration to it. So you do all these things. So we tend to think that memory is something that is just stored in the tree, but we actually assemble our memories by knitting patterns together and building those up. So if you're looking for something, say you've lost your house keys, and you're looking around and you think you've got this really clear image of what your house keys look like.
Yeah.
But as soon as you see something slim and metallic, it will catch your attention.
Right.
Because unconsciously, you're sending out this pattern to look for something. So we assemble memories from little fragments and from all over the brain.
Yeah.
We bring all those together. And that's why we are such good at, we are pattern-matching creatures. And that's why we make these conspiracy theories and experience the Mandela effect.
That's really interesting. The difference, because there's that difference, isn't there? They say in terms of soft skills and hard skills, right? So hard skills are things that you remember by doing them over and over and over and over again. So like a virtuoso violinist has good hard skills because they practice and practice and practice and train themselves. Whereas soft skills is more about people who can sort of, as you say, kind of recognize patterns more easily and sort of almost improvise with what they've got. And do one of those skills feed more or less into this kind of effect, would you think?
They're a bit of both, Jake. So the procedural memory that, say, a violinist has, where you're just practicing again and again, and you're practicing motor skills and auditory skills.
Yeah.
That is one way, and that will be, that's very good, but it makes someone susceptible to the Mandela effect because they work in a very procedural manner. So they're working quite mechanistically. Right. And then someone who is cross-pollinating their patterns, so they may have experienced one thing in one place, and then they apply it to a new thing. So an example of this in our contemporary society is Elon Musk. So he's very good at taking information from one place and then applying it in a different domain,
yeah,
and doing that very successfully. So the people who do that tend to be more creative, but then they're also more creative at making up stories. Yeah. So you really, it's like most things in life, you have to have that balance between the really objective and the really rational and analytical, but also the subjective and the imaginative.
Well, it's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you so much. Before you go, can you remember how We Are the Champions by Queen ends?
No, but I'd imagine Freddie Mercury is involved in singing something.
That's right. Well, the thing is that most people apparently remember the final lyrics as going, "No time for losers, because we are the champions of the world." There's no of the world.
Really?
Yeah, let's have a listen. Amazing. Let's have a listen. You got to hear it. Of the
my head there.
You did it for us. Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you this afternoon. That was Ian Wallace, business psychologist. I thought that was brilliant. Did you?
Yeah, well, with that Queen one, the obvious reason why people think that is because in all the other verses,
yeah,
it does say of the world. But yeah, that happens all the time at football grounds when they sing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It makes quite a nice thing because then you just get the crowd on their own and go, quite a nice noise.
Yeah, do you want a point? Brilliant. After the news, we've got Follow the Leader, our new feature about the politicians and what they're up to this week.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for $22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £169.99. Or this Santex 10-litre masonry paint, in ultra-smooth or fine-textured. Two tubs for just £40. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Get all the exclusive showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wootton, for the world's best showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Let's catch up with the latest news with Toby Gillis.
Good afternoon. Coming up, triple terror arrest in London, botched burglary police hunt on, and British Autobahn death linked to selfie taking.
Talk Radio.
Three teenage women are being quizzed in connection with anti-terror raids which took place in London last week. The two 18-year-old and a 19-year-old were arrested in the east of the city earlier. On Thursday, several people were detained in Willesden in northwest London, while a woman in her 20s was shot. She's also still being questioned. Police are hunting at least two suspects after a businessman was gunned down during a botched burglary at his million-pound home. 61-year-old Guy Hedger was fatally wounded at his house in Dorset in the early hours of yesterday morning. Officers say they believe the offenders went in to steal and left, having subsequently shot an innocent man. Sky's Joe Tidy is outside the property.
There was also another man in that property at the same time as well. We believe it was Mr. Hedger's partner. He's said to be extremely shaken up, as you can imagine, by the events. He's being looked after by specialist officers. Meanwhile, murder detectives are in the middle of a major inquiry here to find out exactly what happened.
A British man has been knocked down and killed after apparently trying to take a selfie on a motorway in Germany. He was struck by an Audi near Hamburg yesterday morning. Police say the victim and the two friends he was travelling with may have been drinking beforehand. The Foreign Office hasn't yet confirmed his identity, but he's thought to be 22 and from Scotland. The Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says his party is ready to fill the gap left by Labour as an effective opposition to the government after next month's election. He's criticised Labour's record over the last 2 years. It comes as the Labour leader pledged a consumer rights revolution, which will introduce legal minimum standards for all rental homes in England if he wins the election. Jeremy Corbyn says all renters deserve rights.
If you or I went off now to buy a fridge freezer, we'd have rights to get it repaired if it went wrong. We'd have none of those if we're renting a flat. We'd have no rights to guarantee that it was energy efficient, and we would have no rights to get repairs done in a timely manner.
And the singer Zayn Malik has urged people to help fund cancer treatment for his mother's best friend. The former One Direction member asked followers to help in any way possible in a post on Twitter, linking to a GoFundMe page for Aisha Butt, who's 47 and suffering from lung cancer. She's trying to raise £120,000 for potential life-extending treatment in Turkey.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the south of England and Wales, dry elsewhere and warm in the northwest with highs of 16 Celsius.
Thanks very much, Toby. That was a very volatile news cycle, isn't it? Very volatile.
Really? In which way?
Well, it's just, it's all, you know, it's bank holiday, it's kicking off, isn't it?
It's a bit miserable, isn't it? It's quite miserable. A lot of the news agenda generally is miserable. Generally, the job of a newscaster is to talk about miserable
terrible stuff,
isn't it? It's rare that you get nice news.
Are you, because you're a very jolly person.
Quite a jolly person.
You're very jolly.
I do my best.
I would say you are well above
the antithesis of the news.
Are you trying to sort of like go, guys?
It's not deliberate, but it is. It's possible. Maybe it's a subconscious thing that I don't realise I do.
Were you this jolly and upbeat before you got this job?
What you mean today's one day job?
No, I don't. I've been doing it for
11 years now, nearly.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite offensive, Jake. Do you think he's new to it?
Yeah.
No. You look so young. I thought you were like 24.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Wow.
How old are you?
How old? Well, now you know that. How old do you think I might be?
Well, 11 years. You've got to be like 32.
That's exactly how old I am.
Wow.
Yes. I turned 33 in July. The 3rd, for those of you who might be listening on that day.
Blimey.
And want to send me messages.
See, I spent all that time thinking how mature you were for your age, and now...
Oh, you think I'm incredibly immature?
Yes, I do, and I... Let's have the sports, shall we?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. The final Premier League game of the weekend takes place at Vicarage Road tonight as Watford take on Liverpool. A win for the Reds would take them 4 points clear of Manchester City in fourth. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has said that a fight between Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury is a long way from happening. Hearn's looking for options for Joshua, who added the WBA World Heavyweight title to his IBF belt after beating Vladimir Klitschko in front of 90,000 at Wembley on Saturday. England remain fifth in the latest one-day international cricket rankings. Owen Morgan's side are among the favourites for this summer's Champions Trophy, which they're hosting. South Africa have retained top spot ahead of Australia in second, with India up to third. In cricket's IPL, this afternoon's game is Rising Pune Super Giants against Gujarat Lions, and there's live commentary on that game on our sister station Talk Sport 2. And the World Snooker Championship final is just resuming at the Crucible in Sheffield. John Higgins leads Mark Selby by 10 frames to 7. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Thanks so much for your rebranded snack foods. They are so good. Gem suggests hula poos, pop farts, and digested biscuits. Oh. I'm not trying to put you off your lunch there, Cornelius.
It's all right. Digested biscuits.
Digested biscuits. Yes, brilliant, that one. Thanks, Gem. Michael's got a few. Yule dogs. Mice cream. Fecal tart. Oh. And like, it's just not pop. This is amazing. Simon suggests not poodle. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I'm excited. We're launching a new feature today. It's going to run all this week, and I think you're going to get a big kick out of it. It's where this speaks for itself, really. You ready? Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but in June, or June the 8th, to be precise, in the UK, there's going to be a snap general election. Snap! Is it like, oh, snap, general election? Is it that?
Yes, it's exactly like what you think it is.
Yeah. But what it does mean is that the major party leaders have hit the ground running, taking to the roads on the campaign trail. And the good news is that all this week on the show, we'll be keeping track of the party leaders and keeping up to date on what they're up to. So from kissing babies to avoiding being pictured eating bacon sandwiches, we're going to have it covered here on Follow the Leader. Let's start with Theresa May. She's been up in Aberdeenshire speaking to Conservative supporters. The Prime Minister has been defending her record on Brexit and says, perhaps unsurprisingly for a politician, that instead of ruefully brooding on the past, that she's looking ahead.
Every vote for me and my team will strengthen my hand in the Brexit negotiations. That will strengthen the union, strengthen the economy, and the UK and Scotland together will flourish.
Yeah, the UK and Scotland. Hang on a minute. The UK. Okay. Meanwhile, in Telford, this tune, by the way, is so awesome, Cornelius.
The Soccer Boys.
The Soccer Boys.
Yeah, S-O-C-A.
This is the best tune. I cannot stop bobbing.
It's definitely not going to get annoying over the week.
Not at all. 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll all be screaming. Follow the leader. Meanwhile, in Telford, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has been speaking at a head teachers conference. And it's only just occurred to me what a funny title head teacher is. He's been talking taxes against the Tories' records.
We're the party that wants low taxes for low and medium earners. The Conservative Party are the party that wants low taxes for the high earners. We look at things the other way around. Yes, there will be changes, but there will be very, very much at the top end.
Excellent. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron is going to be channeling Goldilocks, spending the day in three different marginal London seats. One will be too big, one will be too small, and one will be just right. With the likes of Vince Cable and Sarah Olney, he's been saying that against the Tories, the Lib Dems are the only real opposition.
We know the Conservatives have picked this election day for their benefit, not the country's, to have a coronation. A democracy doesn't work like that. It needs challenge, a strong opposition. Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party are not that strong opposition. That is obvious, and it needs to be the Liberal Democrats. I'm determined that that should be so.
Yeah. Heading back to Scotland, where Nicola Sturgeon and Alex Salmond are today visiting a nursery in Inch on the election trail. I feel like Is there a single factory or school anywhere in the UK now which isn't, like, inundated with politicians going there to look at things and point at things with some cameramen?
Yeah, they're always wearing the hi-vis, aren't they?
So, like, we can pencil you in on Thursday if the Exchequer, Chancellor of the Exchequer drops out. Just take a number, 54, as the Prime Minister coming. Anyway, Sturgeon has been keen to say that this election is about defeating the Tories.
People want to make sure that there are strong voices for Scotland after this general election, protecting the progress made by our own Scottish Parliament and providing real opposition to a Tory government that we know wants a free hand to do whatever it wants, then that can only come from the SNP.
And Paul Nuttall yesterday was visiting Hartlepool on the campaign trail. He believes that Theresa May is not going to deliver the Brexit deal that the UK voted for.
She will backslide on our fisheries. I believe in the end she'll backslide on freedom of movement. And indeed, once she gets that whopping majority, I think she'll go over to Brussels and sign the bill for £50 billion for the divorce bill.
Whopping. There, that's it. That's your roundup for today. We will have more at the same time tomorrow. Freezing. That tune is... I'm going to look forward to that tune every day this week. I don't
I'm
care if no
one's tired from dancing.
Yeah, it's quite good core exercise, bobbing up and down in a swivel chair. That was good. In the meantime, we've been talking earlier about snack foods that could do with a slightly more off-putting rebrand. That's because of a story in the Times today saying that using the right fonts on labels could be the key to cracking the obesity epidemic. Apparently, people are using sort of like ripe, rich, curvaceous, fulsome, fatty fonts on snack foods, and it draws us in. And so maybe if we use something a little bit more sort of thin and shriveled, it might put people off a bit more and stuff. So we thought, well, never mind the fonts. Let's just change the names of them.
It was a bit of a leap.
Well, it wasn't. Well, yeah, it was. A bit. But, you know, the nice thing is people have gone crazy with it.
Yeah,
and that's been brilliant. Thanks very much. Julie has suggested Mentos. And has tweeted the most revolting picture of hairy toes that's not, oh, that's the hairiest foot I've ever seen. And there's nothing wrong with hair. There is. Michael has suggested banana spit or rank dressing. A bit of a stretch, that one. I'm sorry. It sounds harsh, Michael, but all the other ones were so good. In fact, it's all right. He's redeemed himself. He's also suggested phlegm and meringue pie.
Oh, no.
I think that's great. And again, some people are just doing puns. It's got to be like unhealthy snack foods. Someone's come up with a pun for bouillabaisse. I mean, no one's talking about, these children gorging themselves silly on bouillabaisse.
What is bouillabaisse?
Bouillabaisse is a really weird soup thing. From France, you know, like everyone talks about haute, like the French cuisine, like historically supposed to be like the finest gastronomic thing in the world.
Mm.
I think that's a load of cobblers. I like they just do weird things. You know, there was a lot of aspic going on at one stage, and bouillabaisse is this weird soup, right, where you get whatever it is you put in bouillabaisse. So like some sort of meat. It's not seafood. It's not lobster. I don't think so. Anyway, and you boil it in this pot, but you let it all kind of bubble to the top of this pot thing. So there's this sort of detritus, like soup detritus stuff. And
okay.
And all the liquid sort of boils through that and sort of strains through it. And so you, until you have this clear thing. Is that right? Is that fair? Are you Googling it? Are you doing something?
I have no idea how to spell bouillas. So.
All right. B-O-U-I. L-L-A.
B-O-U-I.
B-A-S. Anyway, he suggested bouillabaisse. So, bouillabaisse, I'm sorry. He's had to... you know it's a good pun when someone's had to put what it really is in brackets afterwards.
Yeah.
Seafood stew, that's what it is. Okay, I knew that. Doritos. Doritos. He put in brackets. This is Lawrence. Spotted Dick. Just Spotted Dick. Going Baldy Biscuits. Going Baldy. I mean, okay. Alex suggests rename Pringles Dingles and have pictures of buttocks on the packaging. Thanks, Alex.
For going baldy, Garibaldi, my parents used to call them squash fly biscuits. Yeah,
we all just call them squash fly biscuits. They all called them squash fly biscuits.
Didn't put us off. But then it was the 70s. It was all we had. Because pop chips hadn't been invented. We were talking about pop chips earlier, right?
Yeah.
And Al says, I'm currently listening. You can totally say pop chips. My mate slagged them off in a script and they sent him a whole box. Right. Pop chips are the most disgusted? Revolting. Stomach churn. I love
them. Do you like them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do. They brought out a new bacon flavour and it's vegan and it's so good.
Really?
Yeah. I hate them. They're the worst. The address is 18. Anyway. I don't want anything else sent here, all right? I don't want any Jiffy bags. Also, earlier we were talking about Marmite. And Joe says, Marmite tastes like earwax. Not in a good way. How can earwax ever be in a good way?
A good way about earwax.
That might be true, though, because I had a cat that really liked...
Earwax?
Marmite.
Oh, okay.
But all cats like earwax.
Do they?
Therefore, Marmite is like... Earwax. That is a thing. That's a known thing.
Cass, producer.
Everyone's denying it. Please back me up. 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. Or you can. It's fine. It's your one chat.
Cass is here. Cass, you've got a cat, right? Lady,
I've got three.
You?
You've got three. Yeah. Right. So tell me, what proportion of your cats like earwax?
None.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah. When did you last offer a freshly inserted finger to your cat?
Well, they've never tried
your ear canal.
You know, like when you...
Earbuds.
Yeah, they've never tried to eat those.
Well, where do you leave them?
Well, you pop them in an open bin.
Right, so your cat's not going to go down a bin.
And they don't try and eat my headphones.
Is there anyone at home right now, Cass?
Yes.
Can you ring them? I mean, potentially
How
on
clean
air.
Are they?
Can you ring them up and get them to jam a finger in their ear and then offer it to one of your cats and see what happens?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is that going to be that I'm going to do it?
I'm intrigued. Are you not intrigued?
Don't you want to know?
I don't need... No!
Cats love earwax.
What's wrong with you?
Someone back me up. 0344-499-1000. Just phone me up now and just confirm.
If you have a cat
If we could do it as a live experiment.
Yeah,
we would really
enjoy this.
Yeah, we just need you to jam your finger in your ear and then offer it to a cat. All right? 0344-499-1000. Please, I'm begging you, man, because they don't believe me. You know I'm not crazy. This is day one of 7 cover shows. we've got some exclusive audio of David Cameron and his new shed coming up after the break.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right now at the Citroën Select approved used event, get up to £750 deposit contribution across our whole range with 8.9% APR representative. Feel good before you get behind the wheel. All vehicles come with a minimum 12-month warranty and 12 months UK breakdown assistance. Visit citroen.co.uk to find your nearest dealer. Citroën used cars, approved for you.
Citroën.
At participating dealers until 7th of May. Finance subject to status provided by PSA Finance UK Limited. T's and C's apply, 18s and over. Citroën UK Limited is acting as a credit broker and is not a lender.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyneside, the A19 is queuing as you come up towards Silverlink roundabout through the roadworks. M1 southbound in Nottinghamshire, shut, serious accident between junction 26 for Nottingham and junction 25 for the A52 for Briarcliff Way. In Berkshire, the M4, no fuel available both ways at Membury Services. The M25 anti-clockwise in Kent, delays there at Dartford Tunnel. And the M5 northbound in Somerset, stop start between junction 26 and 21 for Western Supermare. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Hi, I'm Maddie Hinch. Facing a hockey penalty to win Olympic gold is real pressure. Pressure I tried to deflect onto my opponent by constantly staying up to date with what the players are doing in tournaments, making notes in my little red book and putting reminders on my water bottle.
At Shell, we're passionate about delivering great performance. That's why we've developed new Shell V-Power. Switch to Shell V-Power today. See shell.co.uk/vpower for more information. Shell. Go well.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some really weird anonymous heckler just texting awful things. It's like, fine. Thanks for sharing the love. Anyway, obviously the phone lines lit up with people wanting to volunteer to try earwax on their cats. We'll see if we can make that happen for you in the next few minutes. There's still time, though. If you have a cat and you'd like to do the experiment of offering a freshly inserted finger into your ear canal to your cats, 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. I would say that Fuffin on Twitter says, cats like yeasty stuff. Nutritional yeast is not just for vegans. I'll have to try them on some earwax.
Is earwax yeasty, though?
Mine is. Like you wouldn't believe. No. No, it's not a good substitute for Marmite. No. Whatever people say, it's not. Like, that was the worst piece of toast I ever ate.
I must say, a quick Google seems to suggest that there's definitely a correlation between cats and earwax, with one article saying, befriend a cat with your earwax.
There you
on,
go.
On lifehacker.com.
There you go. There's a life hack. Funny, I don't think Penny Smith ever covered that one on her breakfast show, the life hacks. Earwax life hacks. It's very, very niche. so, yeah. Dan says, I'm now 27, but when I was a child, I convinced my mate's kid that Marmite was made from rabbit poo put in an old man's sock and washed in seawater. It's elaborate.
Yeah.
So, they do that on an industrial scale, though, now. That's the thing. They have a bank of old men wearing socks. And don't even talk about the rabbits. There's a story today in The Guardian saying that David Cameron has spent £25,000. £25,000 on a shepherd's hut. It's basically a shed on wheels, I think, to write in. He obviously thinks he's going to earn more than £25,000 from writing, which I think you and I, and I could tell him, yeah. That's not going to happen, mate. We write all the time, and there's no way you're going to make that money back. Anyway, he calls it a luxury hut. And since leaving Downing Street, David Cameron has undertaken a speaking tour in the US and has said he's spending his time rediscovering his love of game shooting. Well, as we covered earlier, if you're a real man, if you really want to consider yourself a pro, you'd be out there trying to shoot moths. Because that is way more of a challenge.
Mm.
He's also writing a memoir of his years at number 10, and he now has the perfect place to write it in. It's a hand-built hut. It comes complete with sheep's wool insulation, a wood-burning stove, Bakelite light switches, hardwood stable doors, and an earwax dispenser for his cat. The Camerons chose to fit out the hut with a pull-out double sofa bed. Well, are you writing or aren't you? I mean, he really is a writer. So they painted it in farrow and ball colours. Old white. I guess you can imagine what colour that is. It's white. It's a bit old.
Just a bit old, yeah.
Yellow. Pale yellow. Magnolia, I guess is what we're saying. Magnolia. Mouse's back. What kind of colour do you think?
Is that a colour?
Mm-hmm. It's a farrow and ball paint colour.
Okay.
Final one, do you want to have a guess? Clunch.
That sounds horrific.
Clunch! I don't want to think about what colour that is. Somewhere between red and brown. And it's got electricity and stuff. He's having a great time. He's having a really great time living in a shed. I mean, there it is. I mean, sounds to me like he's basically living there. Because it's got a bed and everything, so I don't really see, you know, there's any.
Maybe the beds for when he leaves his kid in there, like he did.
Oh yeah. Well, in fact, funnily enough, it was his son Elwyn who was the first to spend a night in the hut.
Oh really?
Have we got the line? We've got okay. Well, I'm delighted to say we can actually now hook up live with former Prime Minister David Cameron, and talk to him. On, are you there, David?
Let me back in the house, you old witch!
Oh, that's awkward.
Let me back in the house! I was the Prime Minister, I could have had you shot.
If it's not a good
let
time...
Let me back in the...
Okay, if it's not
I'm
a good time...
I'm trying to write a book, and it's going to be...
Okay.
I know you miss the cat. We all miss the cat. Mm. But this cat's gone now. It's all gone. It's all finished. I can't write a book. Well, you can't draw fingers. Your cards are rubbish.
I think we'll probably leave it there. Former Prime Minister David Cameron there. You can actually hear the echo bouncing off the buildings there from how loudly I was shouting that. that was quite excruciating to do. There was a mother with two young children sort of walking past. I had to wait till they'd gone past. I thought, I'm going to scare the pants
she
off.
She sort of hurriedly take them away.
Yeah.
Just don't look over there, children. Don't look. Just look forward. Look forward. Okay.
And bizarrely, I think Dennis Rodman was watching me.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
As in...
The really tall guy who...
And loves North Korea and stuff.
Yes. Maybe that was a weird dream. No, I think I'm right.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I go through for you people, just to bring you, you know, insipid comedy. So, yes, that's David Cameron there. I think we all enjoyed that. We have got tons of stuff. The last hour particularly is going to be a total bonus. We've got News Aim on Go. We've got Toppling Juncture. It's everyone's favourite quiz show based on those 2p machines with the slidey drawers where the coins fall down. It's a fresh concept in game shows. So, yeah, stick around. In the meantime, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Toby Gillis.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Three women have been arrested in connection with anti-terror raids which took place in London last week. They're two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. On Thursday, several arrests were made at an address in Willesden by officers investigating an active plot. A murder investigation has begun after a businessman was shot by intruders at his house in Dorset. 61-year-old Guy Hedger was fatally wounded in the village of St Ives and died later in hospital. Police believe he was the victim of a botched burglary. MPs are accusing social media firms of putting more effort into protecting their profits and keeping the public safe online. They're accusing companies like Google, Facebook and Twitter of a shameful failure to tackle online terrorist propaganda and hate speech. The Home Affairs Select Committee wants to see fines issued if illegal content isn't taken down. And Claire Lilly from the NSPCC says businesses must invest in keeping their platforms safe.
Children are being exposed to content and conduct which is, you know, they're not equipped to deal with it, and it's not designed for them. So I think they do have to take a responsibility in terms of trying to make it their environment as safe as possible for children.
Nicola Sturgeon says only the Scottish National Party can stop Theresa May having what she's called a free hand to do whatever she wants in government. The First Minister insists her party would provide a check on Conservative power in Westminster. And £80 fines are being introduced in one part of southwest England for anyone feeding seagulls. East Devon District Council says it's to stop the birds attacking people for food. Now here's your weather. Dry for most of the country and it'll be nice and warm in the west. It'll be wet in the south of England and Wales though. Highs of 16 Celsius.
Thanks very much, Toby. And in an hour's time we get our bonus news, right?
Yeah. It's all about May Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am actually.
You should be.
Yeah?
May Day is fascinating.
It used to be more fascinating.
Really?
Definitely.
It used to be like...
Well, I'm going to teach you that that's not the case. It's still just as fascinating.
Well, there's
as
not
ever.
As many riots there. Not in any way are we encouraging
no,
that.
No,
which
please.
Which is terrible.
If you're thinking of rioting, don't do it.
No, but it used to happen.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
We used to look on in horror, but at least there was something to look at.
That's very true. I was working in central London when those riots... It was like the early 90s. There were like May Day riots and stuff. And it was all sort of, you know, down capitalism and all of that. And I always wanted to go just...
Sorry, were there words in there?
Down capitalism!
I always wanted to just walk through there going, excuse me, does anyone know where I can purchase a copy of Microsoft Windows? Just to see what happened.
Yeah, we'll smash your Microsoft Windows
in!
But no, we're not encouraging any rioting.
Not for a second. Please don't. But it just, if anything, they're just so hard to organise.
Do riots get organised?
Yeah. I mean, you can see, like, in supermarkets, they sell those little packs of, like, 15 invites. You know, I'm having a riot. Two.
Delete as applicable. Wedding.
I'm having a
party. birthday. Yeah. Riot.
Riot.
War. Election.
Well, you see, we had a
15
riot.
15 invites for an election.
We had a riot a couple of years ago, and it was a nice one, but, like, we were up...
What's
like,
a nice
every night,
riot?
We were up for hours making riot favours.
What's a nice riot?
And no, it was a quiet riot.
Quite a quiet...
Just close family members,
a quiet.
Was it?
Yeah, just family and close friends. And so we didn't have, like...
And what got broken?
Oh, it was lovely. We had...
Just your sleep patterns.
We had a TV got broken.
Wow. And oh, you really went for it.
Yeah, no, it was not. It was
Did
not.
You register for what you wanted broken?
Yeah, we had a list.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We said, like, if someone
that's
could smash
always
the TV.
A good idea, because otherwise you could, you know, get anything. And if it someone... helps the people who are buying as
exactly.
well, or stealing. Looting.
Looting, yeah. So we got the windows broken.
Did you loot your own stuff? Is that effectively what you're saying here?
Well, mum and dad did that. Mum and dad broke the windows, right. And then my in-laws took the telly and the PlayStation.
And did they give it back afterwards?
No, because it's like,
it was
you know,
real looting.
Well, it's, you know, it's one day in your, it's the one time in your life when it's going to happen, you know. Hopefully.
I look forward to an invite to the next Yap Cryot.
Cryot.
Trademarked. Toby Gillis, 2017. Thanks, Toby. We'll have more in 25 minutes with Toby. And now play the thing. Okay, cool.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
There's a story in The Sun today which I'm kind of excited about. It says, flipping heck, is this vegan burger the end of meat? Cornelius is looking at it like, no.
Yeah, no, we're keeping meat, guys.
Okay, fine. Could you enjoy the beige fruit? I mean, you made the studio smell fantastic with your chicken earlier.
Yeah, it's a sweet chili and lime chicken.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And look how full I made the bin. anyway, it says in The Sun, as treats go, the joyless veggie burger. Joyless. Fair. It's hardly high on anyone's list of guilty pleasures. But all that could change with the meat-free Impossible Burger. 100% plant-based. Claims to have the taste and texture of real beef. It even, sizzles and bleeds like the real thing. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, it sounds pretty amazing. It's the secret ingredient is an iron-rich molecule called heme.
Heme, do you know it?
Heme?
Yeah.
No. Heme? No, but I'm guessing this is like fake blood. Coconut oil and soybeans give it a meaty sizzle. The protein comes from wheat and potato, and makers can copy chicken, pork and fish too. I am flying to New York now. I will see you on Wednesday. It's actually more calorific than McDonald's or Five Guys burgers. But cholesterol free. Not something you need to worry about, Cornelius, at this stage. Now then, I'm excited because we're going to do this experiment now. Earlier we were talking about, someone was talking about Marmite and how it tasted like earwax. Then we started talking about cats and earwax. And I was saying cats love earwax and everyone was looking at me like I was weird. But now we're going to talk to Matthew in Reading. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks so much for talking to us today. Now, you have a cat in Reading.
Yeah, well, I do. My housemate does. I have three, actually, but I've managed to pin one down.
Amazing.
Not physically.
In a completely humane way, I'm sure.
No, not physically. He's actually asleep and has no idea what's about to happen.
That's perfect, right? Because I reckon when the cat, even asleep, smells this earwax, the cat's going to be like, hello, what's that? Are you prepared to do this experiment for us on Talk Radio live?
Yeah, I went and got a cotton bud and everything.
That's very hygienic. Quite right. Quite right. Okay. Well, are you going to insert the earbud now?
Okay. So we have a bit.
I love the idea. I'm going to say that. Have you put the earbud in? You're going to be like ah.
No, I prepared it. So
pre-inserted.
I had a bit of a scrape around and got something.
Okay. I would say it needs to be quite volatile. You know, it needs to be quite freshly minted earwax. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Do it.
Hello, Mr. Buzz. You're awake. Would you like to sniff that? Sniff. No? You know, eat it? Not too keen.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's giving it a sniff. Oh, no, here we go. And a lick.
Yes! I will take that!
Does it look like it's enjoying the earwax?
No, he looks very confused.
Right, okay, that's the thing.
That could be confusion of anything. You could never have tasted something so delicious.
Exactly, I'm having funny feelings about this delicious product. Thank you.
Poor cat.
No, poor cat. Come on. Fine. Cats have, like, the best life of anyone on the planet, man.
They really do.
It's just sorted out.
For science.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate that. So now we know. I should have slightly qualified this, right? What happens with a cat is like you stick your finger or you know cotton wool, but always be careful. Don't just stick things in your ears, guys. Mm. You know, I had an experience in a truck stop once. You know, you pull it out and you offer your slightly waxy finger or earbud or whatever to the cat. Mm. And what will happen is the cat will sniff it, quite interested in a kind of, whoa, what's that? Mm. Then give it a tentative lick and then kind of go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not quite what I was thinking it was going to be. So they're kind of, they like the idea of it more than the, like so many things in life. Perhaps the idea was better than the actual reality.
Well, I'm glad we did it, though.
I'm very grateful to Matthew.
I don't feel like we could have left the building having...
You can't, can you?
Whether or not cats do like earwax.
Yeah.
Contrary to... What are we going to conclude, then?
I'm going to say that cats are wax curious.
Wax curious.
They're wax curious.
There we go.
Fine. After the break, we are off to Cornwall, Devon and Somerset for our feature highlighting what's going on in a region known as all over Datchet. Coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like a Titan 16-litre wet and dry vacuum for only $34.99. Or Ronseal 9-litre one-coat fence life, available in four colours, two tubs for just $12.89. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire and Biddulph, the A527 High Street is shut because of a serious accident between Station Road and Thames Drive. M1 southbound in Nottinghamshire shut, a serious accident between Junction 26 for Nottingham and Junction 25 for the A52. A5 southbound in Northamptonshire shut for accident investigation work. That's between Toaster Road and the A422 Monk's Way. And in London, the A4 Strand eastbound shut because of the May Day march between Northumberland Avenue and Trafalgar Square. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Hi, I'm Maddie Hinch. Facing a hockey penalty to win Olympic gold is real pressure. Pressure I tried to deflect onto my opponent by constantly staying up to date with what the players are doing in tournaments, making notes in my little red book and putting reminders on my water bottle.
At Shell, we're passionate about delivering great performance. That's why we've developed new Shell V-Power. Switch to Shell V-Power today. See shell.co.uk/vpower for more information. Shell. Go well.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time now. Four.
I quite liked that.
Well, here's the thing, right?
No, it doesn't matter.
All I'm going to say is we're going to have a meeting after this, guys. A meeting, yeah. just makes you give up, doesn't it? Right. It's time now for a feature we like to call...
All Over Datchet on Talk Radio.
Yes, this is a spot where we highlight an area of Britain that doesn't necessarily get the coverage it deserves. We throw a spotlight on it. It could be Datchet in Surrey. It isn't, by coincidence, today. In fact, it's Cornwall, Devon and Somerset. So let's talk to Stuart Fraser of the Sunday Independent. Very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for talking to Scott. I think we've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We had a chat Sundays ago, I think.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was great. That was on my Sunday show, by the way, which is on Sundays from 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's all going to be sports, right? Because the Sunday Independent's all about the sports.
Doesn't have to be, but it was this weekend. I mean, we're very much a sport-led newspaper, to be fair. So we cover, you know, everything from grassroots sport to professional top-level sport.
I'm very
across the three counties. Yeah,
I'm
as well.
I'm very sport led. I love sport. You name a sport.
Gig racing.
Love it. What's that? What is that?
Did you know there was the Snooker World Championships is going on this weekend? Yeah.
Of course I do.
Not the only World Championships in Britain this weekend. Not at all.
Really?
Gig racing as well.
Oh.
The World Pilot Gig Racing Championships 2017, taking place over on the Isles of Scilly this weekend.
What is gig racing then?
It's, foreigners to call will call it rowing.
Rowing.
It's got its roots deep in history. But in the old days, when the West Country coast was where, the sort of trading centre of Britain where ships came in, every ship coming into port needed to be guided as to where to anchor, where was safe to come into port.
Okay.
They needed a local pilot to show them in.
Yes.
The first pilot to the ship got the job, and therefore the cash.
Oh.
So they used to be rowed to these ships at top speed, winner takes all. And that was the origin of what is today the sport of gig rowing, which is absolutely massive all around the West Country coast. Loads of community-led local clubs take part. 4,500 people on the Isles of Scilly this weekend.
Crikey.
All taking part in a whole series of races for veterans, men, women, all sorts of different classes. Great social scene around it. And it's sport in its truest way, you know, really fabulous spirit.
Is there room on the Isles of Scilly for 4,500 people, or will some of them perhaps pitch into the sea?
Plenty of room this weekend. Okay. And their boats too. It's a logistic triumph, really. The organisers do a fantastic job getting all these clubs' boats across to the Scillies. The only thing they couldn't get across to the Scillies this weekend was our newspaper yesterday, because most of the communication links are shut on a Saturday, so so they had to wait for the Sunday Independent for today, Monday.
Wow, why not? And is there like a prize? What's the prize?
Oh, the glory.
Just glory.
Glory. Falmouth are the world the winning men's crew this year.
Right.
Carradine, which is a club up in the southeast end of Cornwall, they're the women's champions.
Right.
We've had gigs there from the charity Help for Heroes have taken part in it, and they've taken part in it on occasions when there have been more oars in the boat than there have been limbs, which I think's brilliant.
How extraordinary. Are you seriously?
Yeah. Really gutsy people.
Wow, that's amazing. I'd like to see that. Sounds better than
I'll tell you, it's a real spectacle. If people want to have a look at what it involves, if you go onto Twitter, go hashtag WPGC 2017.
Okay.
World Pilot Gig Championships 2017 on Twitter, and you'll see some pictures of just what a fabulous atmosphere it is over there.
That sounds awesome. I'd love to do that. It's been a great weekend for sports for your area, hasn't it not?
Well, it is. I mean, it's great. You don't often think about teams from our part of the world setting the world alight, but actually it's real sport down here, and it's been a fabulous weekend. I mean, 13,000 people at Plymouth Argyle, they've already won promotion to Sky Bet One, and they're going for the title now, which is fantastic. I mean, that shows how much passion there is for sport down here. 4,000 people, more than 4,000 people at Torquay United to watch them mount another of their great escapes, a survival in the National League when they looked doomed at one stage. Fabulous performance by them.
Wow.
Exeter City won a playoff place this weekend, and Sky Bet 2 playoff place, and that helped Plymouth Argyle because Exeter City beat the current leaders, Doncaster. And, I mean, you know Spurs and Arsenal yesterday.
Oh, mate, Spurs and Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah, nothing, mate. Nothing at all compared to Plymouth and Exeter. Mm.
Definitely.
Best of friends they are compared to Plymouth and Exeter.
Oh.
But on Saturday, Exeter helped Plymouth out.
Oh, well, that's something, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that sounds very exciting. And what's this final story about Newquay Cornwall Airport?
I just wondered if you'd be keeping up on the plans for a spaceport in Britain.
Seriously?
No, what's that?
That's awesome.
I mean, there are plans at government level for Britain to have its own spaceport to run commercial flights in, you know, to the edge of the atmosphere. We're not talking about flying to Mars or anything. But Newquay Cornwall Airport's been one of the sites in the running. It's got to be a place, clearly, that's not at a major centre of population, that's got a dirty, great long runway.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting that a report came out on Saturday from a parliamentary select committee, and here we are talking about the cutting edge of space-age technology and what Britain could do with it and what could make us great. But they were warning about the problems that may lie ahead because of insurance issues and legislative issues and health and safety.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a nice meeting of two worlds, really.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, the hills and stuff. It's quite hilly, isn't it?
Quite a lot of hills. We do good hills, yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily.
We had one story last week about people leaping off the top of one of our highest hills. Carrollton Hill is a telecoms mast broadcasting your show. And we've had base jumpers taking off from there in recent weeks.
Really?
Yeah, scary. Man. I mean, really stupid, scary stuff, but caused quite a stir locally, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm. Well, gosh, good luck with the spaceport bid, because that's got to be the one, hasn't it? You want to be the space capital of Britain.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, but Cornwall's great. Devon, Somerset, Cornwall, you know, we're leading the country in innovative technologies, alternative sort of power sources. So that'll be another sort of first for us. It'd be brilliant.
Oh, well, that's really good to hear. Stuart, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. If people want to find out more about these stories and much more, where should they go online?
You can buy a copy of the Sunday Independent. It's only a quid online at Sunday Independent, all one word with lots of E's in it. .co.uk.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That is Cornelius, would you go into space?
No, I really don't like space.
It's very touristy
now. I would go, but I hate hearing about, we've covered this on the show before, I hate hearing about space news.
Do you?
Because it is the dullest news, I think,
really?
That is available, because it always leads to nothing and will never affect almost 100% of the populations.
That's true. I've never heard it put in that way before, but yeah, that's
it's
a
just
good...
like, oh, water may have been discovered, and I'm just like, I
there's
don't
some
care.
In the tap.
Yeah, there is some in the tap. I do not care.
Do you not? Are you not excited by the idea of life on other planets and moons and stuff?
I don't think there is any.
Enceladus, surely.
I don't know where that is.
It's just if you're heading out towards Cornwall on the A3, but you anyway. Okay, you know, I love all
I just,
that.
No, it's just when it's in the news, like, oh, it's we do it on the show all the time. Yeah. Is this a squirrel? Has this satellite taken a photo of a squirrel on Mars?
Right.
It's just like, no, it's a rock. End of. Yeah. Stop printing that in your newspapers.
So you're like Donald
Even
Trump.
Even if there was a squirrel on Mars.
Yeah, Mars squirrels.
I wouldn't care.
Would they be red squirrels?
Almost, probably, yeah.
So if you would sort of take the Donald Trump line, you wouldn't be funding NASA, would you?
I don't know, really.
But didn't, like, NASA gave us Teflon non-stick stuff? And, you know, that's great for your beige food diet. you know, it's done some great things.
I guess, but it's just really boring to hear about. I'm happy for it to happen.
Do you know?
It's just there's no other sort of industry.
It's what it leads to. You don't let it. Let me tell you some of the things, right, that space exploration has given us, right?
Okay, go on.
Forks.
What?
Didn't have them before space travel.
You're lying.
Footballs.
You're right.
They were used for landings. Otters.
Good.
They were brought back from the moon. Otters are indigenous to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, live very happily down here. Balloons, porridge, and lightsabers. All of those things. So, I'm sorry, but I think that you're...
I just don't think there's any other industry where, at the end of the day, everyone goes, right, well, that's the results. Well, should we all tell the newspapers? Yeah, let's show them that we have been working today. To me, it suggests that they're not doing much work at all.
Does it not?
It's such an urgency to show everyone what they're doing.
Are you that unrelentingly sort of pragmatic about life? I mean, do you not get sort of quite awestruck by the idea of these places that are just like millions of times bigger than our place or weirder
cool.
or
that's
whatever?
Fine, but I know they exist.
Updates.
Yeah, but I don't need
space travel.
I don't need updates.
It's still there.
Yeah.
We just checked. Space is still there. Carry on. Yeah, that's true. Oh, see, I like.
It's like when they email me updates for what's going on at the O2 Arena. It's like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like I'll go, if there's something on, I'll know about it.
And similarly. At the O2 Arena, no one can hear you scream. What time do we need to be out for the news, Marta? I have absolutely no idea.
It doesn't really matter to me.
57:15, lovely. Did you see the story in The Sun today about some druggies? I love that phrase.
Druggies, yeah.
Druggies. You know the druggies.
The trousers.
Oh, those druggies. Some vigilantes got them in a phone box somehow. I don't know how. And then just tied this blue rope round the phone box to trap them inside. It's good, isn't it? How many druggies can you fit in a phone box? The answer is three.
They're only going to hot box it.
Phone box, hot box. So apparently the cops let them go and then probed the vigilantes.
Mm. Are these vigilantes in the same way that they're like named druggies? So do they take lots of vigilant?
He's yes, he's nicknamed the Looper by grateful families in Camden. We hear junkies in the phone box every night. What are they doing in the?
You're listening out.
Brilliant. We'll be back with more of this after the news.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get all the exclusive showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wootton, for the world's best showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas, so our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics.
As always, our spring collection sofas are handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And this bank holiday weekend, they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end soon.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now, at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wickes, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It's Jake Gap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Toby Gillis.
Coming up, teenagers quizzed over terror raids, North Wales murder probed and online hate speech slammed.
Talk Radio.
Three teenage women have been arrested in connection with anti-terror raids in London last week. On Thursday, several people were detained in Willesden by officers investigating an active plot. Talk Radio's Tim Humphrey reports.
Police arrested two 18-year-olds and one 19-year-old woman this morning at three addresses in East London. Detectives say it's linked to the disruption of a possible terrorist plot and raids on Thursday. During that intelligence-led operation, armed officers stormed a house in North London and shot a woman in her 20s. She's still being questioned along with six others who were arrested at the same time.
Five people, including four teenagers, have been arrested on suspicion of murder after a man was stabbed in North Wales. The 37-year-old from Manchester died in hospital after being targeted at his home in Rhyl during the early hours of yesterday morning. Police say three other men were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A murder investigation has begun after a businessman was shot by intruders at his house in Dorset. 61-year-old Guy Hedger was fatally wounded in the village of St Ives and died later in hospital. Police believe he was the victim of a botched burglary. The First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says only the Scottish National Party will stand up for Scottish interests after the election next month. She's on the campaign trail, promising to provide a check on Conservative power in Westminster. Sturgeon says that's just one example of how the SNP can make sure the Tories don't get too much power in June.
The only thing standing between Scotland and an increasingly right-wing Conservative government that want the ability to do whatever it wants is the SNP. We need the SNP to make sure Scotland's voice is heard. Scotland's interests are protected, we back our Parliament and we have voices in Westminster for progressive policies.
MPs are accusing social media companies of a shameful failure to tackle online terrorist propaganda and hate speech. In a report, they say sites like Facebook, Google and Twitter aren't doing enough to erase illegal content.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the south of England and Wales, dry elsewhere and warm in the northwest with highs of 16 degrees Celsius.
Thanks very much. Toby.
You're welcome.
What was your favourite bit out of that bulletin?
Oh, my favourite bit.
It's hard to choose.
It's all pretty...
It's like your children. You can't pick one, can you?
Well, I mean, it's all a bit miserable, isn't it? I suppose the fact that they're trying to tackle the online terrorist propaganda and hate speech, because at least that's something positive they were trying to do.
Yeah, that's probably...
All the rest of it's a bit miserable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, because at 5:30 you're doing the bonus May Day news.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited.
I can see the excitement in your eyes.
I am so pumped right now. I didn't sleep a wink last night waiting for your bonus. Let's have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Liverpool can strengthen their push for Champions League qualification tonight. They would move 4 points ahead of the Premier League's fifth-place side Manchester United with a win at Watford. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn said that Anthony Joshua will fight all over the world in the next few years. Joshua added the WBA World Heavyweight title to his IBF belt after beating Vladimir Klitschko in front of 90,000 fans at Wembley on Saturday. England remain fifth in the latest one-day international cricket rankings. Owen Morgan's side are among the favourites for this summer's Champions Champions Trophy, which they're hosting. South Africa retained top spot ahead of Australia, with India up to third. In cricket's IPL, this afternoon's game is Rising Pune Super Giants against Gujarat Lions, and there's live commentary on that game on our sister station, TalkSport 2. And golf's Classic of New Orleans will be decided by a playoff this afternoon. The All-American pairing of Kevin Kistner and Scott Brown finished tied with Sweden's Jonas Blixt and Australian Cameron Smith on 27 under par overall. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Yes, indeed. It's a delight to be here. How are you? Are you all right? Good, me too. Done that one. The next one. Have you got a cue for news, Imran?
Yeah.
Awesome. Before news, Imran, there's a little bit of any other business to clear up. Hello, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Sam Delaney's up at 4. Joe says, I want a moon otter. yeah, we were talking about space travel just before the news. And otters, fact, were imported from the moon. They are actually not native to the Earth. Dan says, I'm not sure about earwax and cats. That was an experiment we did live 20 minutes ago. But young strawberry plants seem to fascinate newts. I don't think we're going to be testing that one.
If anyone...
yeah. Anyone got a strawberry plant and a newt? What do you mean, niche? And also, we've been following this story that... this is in the Times today. That the fonts on unhealthy snack foods, if you change them, it might help fight obesity. And we thought, well, what the heck? Let's just change the names. And we had some great suggestions. A lot of punning on treacle and fecal. We had fecal toffee, fecal sponge. Thanks for those. Fuffin suggests fleas on toast. But I get so many of these, I just can't read. Matt suggests deep-fried spicy chicken bingo wings.
Oh.
And Marta, our very own Marta, the other side of the glass, says, so what about colon slaw?
Oh!
Mmm. So creamy and delicious. Thank you very much. You can keep those coming if you want. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And fecal. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, this is exciting because we haven't done this for a while, not since I last did a cover show. It's time to play News Aim On Go! Yeah, it was about a week ago, yeah.
News Aim On!
Yeah! If you cast your mind back to... yeah, about a week ago when I was covering for John Love. What's going on with John? Is he moonlighting? Anyway, I saw him doing shift down Starburger at the weekend. Obviously, he's got some unexpected tax bill. Anyway, you may remember News Aim On Go. Well, due to a mixture of a lack of imagination by us and a lack of popular culture references to supplant it, News Aim On Go is back! Myself and Cornelius, well, we're intrepid News Aim On catchers, and we are trolling around on our little bicycles in our shorts, scouring the news archives, catching News Aim On in our News Aim balls, preparing them for News Aim battle. Each day, a theme is given, and we News Aim On catchers scroll through our News Aim dexes to find the strongest content. It's top trumps, okay? It's top trumps, but we're pretending it's got a bit of Pokemon theming to it. Today, though, it's May Day. In every possible interpretation of the phrase. It's a day that started in pagan times, when various pagan anarchists would meet in Trafalgar Square and push over some railings, dance around poles, and get into the papers to celebrate new slow news days. This was very funny, Cornelius. Welcome.
Cheers.
So today's News Aim On battle, well, it's all about poles! Thanks, Marta. I didn't cue that up very well. The News Aim On battle has commenced. We're doing polls. What kind of poll have you gone for?
I've gone for the Polish space martyr.
Marta?
Not as in the tech op Marta, as in...
All right.
Marta is the one, the only, born 1473, died 1543.
Oh!
It's Nicholas Copernicus!
Oh! The crowd's gone wild for that! Copernicus, you legend!
Yeah.
Okay, well,
who
I've...
have you gone for?
I've gone for the...
What? Pole.
The Polish-born... Roman Polanski.
Okay.
And you can't get more poly than that. I mean, he's got pole in his name, which surely gives me a bonus point,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So, shall we start round one then? What's
Yeah. What? Do you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
Okay. So the category that I've got on my card that I'm going to choose is number of jobs. How many jobs has Roman Polanski had?
Okay. Well, I would say three. Three jobs, Cornelius. He is, of course, a director. Mm-hmm. He has been a fairly prolific actor. And, yeah, there's a third one, which Cass just was said in my ear, which I can't really go into. Anyway, I mean, he's very multi-skilled, let's say that. That's fair.
Well,
looking for positives.
up against Copernicus, he has no chance. Number of jobs, 11.
What?
Yes, mathematician, astronomer, physician, classic scholar, translator. Which he must be struggling for work at some point.
Yeah, it's burgers. What?
Catholic cleric.
Car wash.
Jurist. Governor.
Jurist?
Yeah.
Oh, fine, well, put me down for jurist. I've been on a jury.
Governor, military leader, diplomat, and economist. There we go, 11 jobs, all quite varied as well.
That is quite impressive. But in those days, of course, you just didn't have to have any qualifications, did you? Like these days, what would Copernicus have done? He would have done nothing. He would have worked in a call centre.
Mm.
I put it to you.
I guess.
Okay, fine.
Well, he clearly didn't stay at any job that long.
I think that you...
So I've won that round.
You probably
just
won that.
Numbers.
Okay, fine. All right, well, for my first round, I've got marriage and relationships. Okay?
Okay. How's Roman done?
Roman Polanski?
Yeah.
Three wives.
Whoa.
And the occasional hem-hem girlfriend thing. You know. Fling, let's call it. I'm not going to win this. What you got?
Just one.
Just one.
Just one that I could find is wife Barbara Watson Roeder.
Barbara?
Barbara.
Copernicus's wife was called Barbara.
Yeah.
Babs! Babs Copernicus!
Yeah. Well, what?
Did she
Watson
laugh
Roeder,
like this?
I think is,
did she?
I don't know. It didn't
Babs
say on.
Copernicus!
Yeah.
How do you do? I am Mr. Copernicus. I'm Mrs. Copernicus. Barbara. You're awful.
But no, that is the only sort of relationship I could find. And I'm going to hazard a guess he didn't have too many girlfriends because he worked in science.
I would actually argue that that's probably better when you look at Roman Polanski.
So have you given me that one as well?
I think I am going to get... I think, to be honest... Well, look, who knows, right? Who knows? I mean, that's the first half. What we really need is some proper analysis. So it's over to Newsmaster herself. It's Toby Gillis.
So it's half time here at Talk Radio in this all-important six-pointer of a Newsdaymon Go battle. Jake versus Con really is the El Clasico of the Newsdaymon world. But today, this match has been closer to Bury versus Wigan on a wet Tuesday night. Yap's attack has been fierce, ferocious, and at times, frankly, illegal. It's not been pretty to watch, but it's the radio, so no one can. Cornelius, on the other hand, well, Nicholas Copernicus was always going to be the obvious choice for someone of such intellect. However, he's picked someone who's really quite boring, but that fits this feature quite well. Overall, I'd say that the first half is leaning more towards Jake, but it could go either way.
Thanks for that pre-recorded analysis, Toby. Gillis, it was a joke. I was kidding. His name is Gillis. I was joking. No one's going to believe me. Anyway, good. Barbara Copernicus, nice to meet you. Let the second half begin. Good. All right. Shall I go first this
time?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. No, you go first this time.
Okay.
You
go first. I'm going to go for
what the hell?
Renegade level.
Sorry.
I don't really know what Roman Polanski's number will be, but I can tell you I'm very, very
what's
confident.
What's it out of?
100, I'm guessing.
100. It'll be 100.
Okay, well, I've gone for Copernicus has a renegade level. This wasn't on his Wikipedia page, but I just...
Weird! Why are they not doing renegade levels on Wikipedia pages?
I don't know, but I've gone for 87. This is a man who went against the known theory that the Earth was at the centre of the universe with all the planets, the moon and the sun rotating it. He was the one who said, actually, guys, that's the sun.
Really?
Well, that's the centre of our solar system,
that's,
I guess.
Pretty renegade.
It's pretty, I mean, you know, he would have been considered a flat earthist.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, in common parlance.
Yeah. Then again, you know, he didn't... Or... anyone. Which I think puts Roman at number 100 out of 100 on the renegade.
Okay.
Good. Well, my final offering then. And, I don't know, I'm going out on a limb here. This is Roman Polanski versus Copernicus. Familiarity with Bob Hoskins. because, of course, Roman Polanski directed Chinatown in 1974, which starred Bob Hoskins. I'm American. How you doing? That was his American accent. He was a Cockney actor. And that was as close as he got to an American accent. Stop wasting my time. So that was that. What have you got then for...
Considering that Nicholas Copernicus died in 1543 and Bob Hoskins was born in 1942, I'm going to have to go for zero.
Then again, Copernicus's wife was called Barbara.
Yeah.
Which is a very Cockney name.
Yes, true.
And does put him right up there with Bob Hoskins.
Copernicus did die in May, whilst Hoskins died in April, which are two very close months.
Very close months.
I mean, if anything, that was seen last night at midnight.
I'd say we were on even Stevens. Okay, well, totting it up. I mean, honestly, it's an absolute drubbing for Roman Polanski.
Nicholas Copernicus
has defeated Roman Polanski in today's Newsimon battle.
Newsimon!
Wow, that was very, very exciting. I dropped my Pepsi. That's how exciting. I was going to bottle you, but then I realised it was plastic. And you shouldn't do that. Right. We've still got, if you enjoy on-air contests, well, we've got the mother of them all in about half an hour's time for you. We've got Toppling Juncture. It's a quiz show based on, you know, those things where you put the 2p in the machine and it goes down and there's the slidey platform and it shoves the 2p's further and further. Why has no one turned this into a quiz show? I just don't know. Anyway, we call it Toppling Juncture, and we're going to play that in about half an hour's time. So, you know, what the heck? Stay with us.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £169.99. Or a Titan 16-litre wet and dry vacuum, now only £34.99. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like,
making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Nottinghamshire M1 southbound, two lanes closed off because of a two-car accident between junction 26 for the A610 for Nottingham and junction 25 for the A52 for Brian Clough Way. In Northamptonshire, Stony Stratford, the A5 southbound shut between the A422 Toaster Road and Monk's Way. That's for accident investigation work. In Westminster, the A4 Strand has now reopened as you come up towards the A400, so up towards Northumberland Avenue. Still very slow then, that's because of the May Day March. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Hi, I'm Maddie Hinch. Facing a hockey penalty to win Olympic gold is real pressure. Pressure I tried to deflect onto my opponent by constantly staying up to date with what the players are doing in tournaments, making notes in my little red book and putting reminders on my water bottle.
At Shell, we're passionate about delivering great performance. That's why we've developed new Shell V-Power. Switch to Shell V-Power today. See shell.co.uk/vpower for more information. Shell. Go well.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, I get the train into London to do this show. You do too, I think.
Yeah, of course.
But you've probably got like a season ticket or something because you've got a proper job.
I tend to do weeklies. But I forgot to buy mine one this week. Mine goes onto a smart card called The Key.
The Key?
Yeah, I have The Key.
Where's The Key?
Where have is you my
seen,
The Key?
Have you seen my The Key?
I need to...
Where's my The Key?
So, yeah.
I hate that. The Key.
Yeah, I know. It is annoying.
Came up with that.
Just called it Ticket
Would
Card.
Would you like to buy a The Key? No, I don't want to buy The Key. Idiots. I'm just done with it. Like, I mean, never mind. I'm not talking about the prohibitive cost, and the cost is prohibitive and it's disgraceful. But just the technology involved with buying rail tickets is just lamentable. Like, it's so bad. I had a theory, like the old ticket machines. Like, my ticket machine has just been replaced, right, with new ones. Prior to that, I had this theory that all of those office computers in offices that were sort of running Windows 95 that were so slow, they were probably slower than most calculators, like, today. Or, like, things that play music in greetings cards. I sort of thought, where did they all go, all those computers? And my theory is they all went into ticket machines. And the thing is, it's like, this is the one time and place where you need technology to be foolproof and fast.
Fast, yeah, always.
Because, yeah, you just get on with it, because everybody needs to buy a ticket for their approaching train, right? And I didn't think it could get much worse. And then they replaced them. And they got it worse.
Did they?
It's unbelievable.
What did they put instead, then?
Well, now they're all chatty.
Oh, no.
So, like, if you go to King's Cross to buy a ticket now, right, there's these new ticket machines.
Are you sure you're not going up to the ticket window?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's like this guy, and he's got the ticket
machine. They've dressed this robot up in uniform.
The ticket machine's got really bad breath, and no, you're right. I mean, I was sort of impressed. I mean, it's quite lifelike. Not that lifelike, to be honest with you. So, like, Virgin Trains, like, they put in this new ticket machines, right?
Okay.
But because it's, like, Virgin branding, and Virgin all, like, hip and cool, right? And, hey, they're all chatty, these ticket machines. So I don't want you to be chatty. So you open, the home screen, like, to buy a ticket for today, and it's got, like, most frequent destinations, of which mine is not one. Mm. And then it goes, instead of saying station index A to Z or something like that, or other stations, it says going somewhere else. And you have to press the going somewhere else button. So, yes, I'm going somewhere else. And people behind you are like, why are you taking so long? You're staring at this like a dog in front of a fruit machine. Like, it's so you can going somewhere else thing. And then, like, you start typing in the thing, and this is like, it's fine. And then, like, I have to add a rail card thing, you know, a discount card, right? But then it's got all of them, but, they grey out the ones that aren't applicable, which means you've got, like, four screens of discount cards, and you have to go through them and you find the one you want, and you put that on. And then it kind of goes, like, you say, right, fine, I'd like that.
Would you like to add that to your basket?
It's like, I'm not buying this online on my lifestyle laptop in some groovy apartment. I'm standing in front. Of course I want to buy. Just let me buy. I don't want to. I've got a basket.
You're not just browsing.
People behind me are sharpening things, right? So, yes, put it in. Fine, put it in the basket. Whatever it takes to buy.
Is there anything else you want?
No! I just want to get the trains. And then you pay for the thing. It's all like, hey, have a great trip. See you soon. So, no! I want ticket vending technology in stations to be like space rockets from Russia in the early 60s. I want hardwired toggle switch buttons.
Yeah.
Something I can punch with a glove on that will get me there.
Is it touchscreen as well?
Yeah, of course.
And they're terrible, aren't
they? You've got to offset.
Really. And sometimes, like, I have to use my knuckles on it if it's really cold and the end of it. Oh, it's so annoying.
I have to use my nose. Imagine what I look like. Imagine.
No, the one that...
You're going somewhere else. You're going out for fun. What are you doing? That sounds good.
Here's all the trains that you could have caught had you bought this ticket in time. It's like, I don't need... I can see them on the board where the... Everybody's so furious about it. Because I went up and talked to one of the humanoid ones that you were talking about. And I said, you know, and she said, yeah, everybody hates them.
Really?
Yeah. And it's capitalism. It's the whole thing of, it's like, you know, smoothies with the chatty labels. Don't be human. Just be a monolithic corporation. It's fine.
Yeah. Do they not do the key on your line that you could get?
The key. No, they don't do a the key on my line.
Really?
No, I think they do a the pass. I think it's
Why don't
like,
you get a the pass?
I could get a the pass, but because I don't always travel at peak time, a the pass doesn't necessarily make the financial sense to me.
That's fair.
So, yeah. It's just unbelievable. It's like, stop chatting. Take my money. Harvest money. Do they want to harvest money more quickly? Like, surely...
Mm. The ones at East Croydon are really slow. So when you're typing in your station destination, put S. And then you think, well, it has not registered what I've pressed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
And then S. Right. And then bang, just two S's there.
No
straight
stations
away.
Found with two S's.
Then I don't think there's even a backspace. You have to press
start
press
over.
Clear.
Start
yeah.
Again.
Oh my.
Start again. Unbelievable. Going somewhere else. Yeah, to the bus stop.
You showed them.
Yeah, I showed them with my 4-hour trip to Bedfordshire. what was that? Are you excited about Bake Off?
Yeah. Just see what they do with it, if anything.
Are you excited? Are you a fan of Noel Fielding?
Yeah, we've discussed this before.
I know,
so,
I remember I wasn't listening. I didn't have me in it.
I'm a fan of about half. Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's probably with John. About half of Noel Fielding's work. I think he's a naturally very funny man.
Right.
But I think whenever he's done stuff that's written, it's just not to my taste. I know it's funny, but it's just not to my taste. Like, but the Mighty Boosh, I don't like, but I think he's great on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Well, that augurs well, then, doesn't it, for Bake Off, which is all going to be extemporised.
It depends, because you know how they can overproduce these sort of things.
Yeah, that's true.
And overwrite them. But I think it'll be good. Sandy Toksvig will be perfect because she's great at everything. So.
She's harmless. Yeah. She's harmless. She's Sandy non-Toksvig. Have you been watching Bake Off Creme de la Creme?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's really good, man.
What is it?
It's like a hardcore one for professionals where they have to like make 36 identical patisseries and they have to be amazing and immaculate. I don't know why no one's talking about the show. It's like the best show. It's like Bake Off, but like gone hardcore cage fight.
Which channel is it on?
BBC Two.
Was it with really like good. Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood?
No, it has Cherish Finden and Benoit Blanc.
Adore.
Oh, man.
Are they French?
Talk about this more after this. Yeah, Benoit Blanc.
That's not British. Is it not the Great British Bake Off there?
It totally is. It totally... Hey.
Is Britain, it the same Britain franchise?
Britain is a great melting pot, right? That's as British as you could get, actually, mate. And it's fronted by Angus Deaton now. But
we should
talk about that. We've got to talk about this after we catch up with the... Not just the news plus the bonus news with Toby Gillis.
Talk Radio.
Three women have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences linked to a police operation where a woman was shot last week. The suspects, two aged 18, one 19-year-old, were held after raids in East London. A murder investigation has begun after a businessman was shot by intruders at his house in Dorset. 61-year-old Guy Hedger was fatally wounded in the village of St Ives and died later in hospital. Police believe he was the victim of a botched burglary. These people can't believe what's happened.
This is a very quiet area and very safe normally, you know, there's no incidents, and for 10 years we've hardly had anything.
You don't expect that round here, really?
Just really shocked, that's all.
A British man has been arrested in Spain following the death of a woman at an apartment block in Benidorm. The tourist, who's apparently from Scotland, died on Saturday while taking part in a hen weekend with a group of women. She's not been identified. Two riot police officers have reportedly been hurt during a May Day workers' march in Paris. Authorities say masked individuals threw objects at security forces during the annual rally. Tear gas was fired in return. A British man has been killed in Germany after apparently trying to take a selfie on one of the country's infamous autobahns. Some of the German motorways have no speed limit. The man, thought to be 22 and from Scotland, was hit by a car on the A24 near Hamburg yesterday. And moths are munching their way through clothes and carpets in record numbers because of the mild winter and early start to spring. Call-outs to pest controllers more than doubled in the UK between February and March. Here's your weather. Dry for most of the country and it'll be nice and warm in the northwest. Wet in the south of England and Wales, though. Highs of 16 Celsius.
Thanks very much indeed. Toby.
Yeah.
Is this bonus news time? Is it now? Or do we the closing and then do the bonus? Why do we do the bonus news again, Cornelius? Remind me.
So this is a regular feature we do on John Holmes's show. Victoria Bourne, who normally reads the news, her bulletins were made smaller from 3 minutes to 2 minutes. Yeah. And we deemed that unfair on us as a show because that meant we had to...
pick up the slack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do more content, do more talking. Yeah. So,
which is exhausting.
Leading to the advent...
And she gets paid the same.
Yeah, she gets paid the exact same. We did ask for her to be reduced, but that couldn't happen.
Are you kidding me? Literally couldn't take any more money away.
So what happens every day at 3:30 is bonus news. Normally covers animals, vegetables and mineral news, so everything is covered. But instead, this today is...
May Day news!
I wish people could see your lovely grin. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear your bonus May Day.
Do you want to know about what May Day is?
Yes, please.
So May Day has its roots in pagan Anglo-Saxon customs and the pagan festival Beltane, which marks the beginning of summer. Not officially, of course, because summer actually only really begins in June. We're not technically in summer, despite May Day coming about. Typically, on May Day, villages and towns across the UK now mark the beginning of springtime fertility. So that's what we're celebrating today. It's usually celebrated with big gatherings of communities and village fates and other fun activities.
Few drinks.
We're gonna do one of these fun activities very shortly. I'm
sorry,
hoping.
What's that?
We're gonna do one of these fun activities. I'm hoping you two will be game
not
for
the
it.
Bowl and the keys, is it?
The May Queen is also crowned on May Day.
Yeah.
It often sees local schoolgirls compete for the crown in honour of Flora, the Roman goddess.
Of
unfortunately, that's margarine. Yes. Unfortunately, that's also not the tradition that we're going to partake in. Okay. Maypole dancing, right, however, is a tradition.
Come on.
And
can I just say this is that wasn't a sort of showbiz laugh of oh yes I remember 6 hours ago when we rehearsed this then you do the reveal and I do a knowing laugh.
I had
no idea where you were.
We
going
don't
with
have a maypole, unfortunately, but do.
That's
we,
bringing the end of
volunteering.
That.
We do have a table, and I thought that you might want to dance around the May table.
Mabel.
But there's no ribbons on it.
No, well,
there's no ribbons.
And I've got, but there's plenty of.
I've got
cables
hardly
and
any
things.
Bells on my socks today. If I'd known,
just a few. So maypole dancing is another tradition, of course, celebrated on May Day. It's seen as a way of saying farewell to winter. And we all, of course, know what a maypole looks like. But for those listening that maybe haven't, because it is quite a traditional thing that perhaps in some of the more major cities you don't see quite so frequently. It is like a gigantic pole with ribbons, coloured ribbons that everybody holds and it sort of spins around and you dance around with it. And it's all a beautiful and lovely sight. And as I said, even though summer doesn't begin until June, May Day is a celebration of things coming to life. And interestingly, it does also now. Are you laughing at things coming to life?
Didn't it rain a lot?
May Day also falls now on the same day as International Workers' Day, which was launched in the late 19th century. And that was about protests for an 8-hour working day. Goodness me, if only we only worked 8 hours a day now. It's like 20 hours here half the time. And of course, that has led in many, many countries now, starting off in Ohio in the early 1900s, but all the way through, and we spoke about it an hour ago, didn't we? We have had riots in the UK as well in the early 2000s, and those are partly where they are sprung from.
Wow. So are we doing maypole dancing or rioting?
I don't have any maypole music, May Day music, but I don't know if the guys in there do, but they're shaking their heads at me.
I bet we just do some
so we're
rioting.
Just
going
to... Oh, you want to riot? But yeah. But we're not really supposed to be encouraging these things.
Are we not allowed to do that?
No. I mean, we can riot, but we should go on to say how awful effect it's had.
Right, let's get
on
a trainer, let's do it!
I literally did just get thrown a bottle of...
I really regret that, and I will tell you right now, it's never the answer, okay?
You're going to have lots of Guardian readers holding up brooms in here tomorrow.
All right, mate, come on, we've all had a good time. Except we haven't.
Oh, sorry, did you not? I mean, I could tell you loads more if you want.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, it's done.
But thank you. That was gorgeous.
I did my best.
You did wonderfully.
And
you
it's
excelled.
Kicking off in France.
And it's well, it I mean, I thought that
made
you would
it way into.
I'm glad you noticed that because not only did
news.
I bring you May Day bonus news, but I put some May Day news into my news bulletin as well.
So I hope everyone's okay over there.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just sad that people haven't started shooting moths yet, which is my biggest takeout from your.
Would that be your new May Day tradition? Moth shooting.
Yeah. Well, Marta asked me. Would I eat a moth? And I think I know someone who ate.
Presumably, wouldn't as a vegan.
Someone famous ate a moth, and said it was just awful.
Would you eat a moth ball?
Like a meatball.
If it was covered in sweet and sour
sauce.
And if
it had a nice ragu. Swallowed a moth. Should I be concerned? Net mums.
Yeah.
If you asked, my baby ate a moth. Baby centre. Help! My baby swallowed a dang moth. Ironworks forum. Just ate a moth. Should I be concerned? Cat forum. What happens if you eat a moth? Answers.com. Okay. Well, there you go. It seems to be happening a lot. Let's just hope it really
can
ramps
up. Can I just very briefly tell you about some of the other traditions of May Day or not?
Of course you can.
So
this is your show now.
As you're aware, there are various different types of dress that people will choose to go for.
Only too painfully.
You could dress yourself up as a Jack in the Green, which is what the people of Whitstable in Kent do. They hold a festival for their scary looking character on the bank holiday.
I feel like Cornelius. Do you Jack in the Green?
No, I have a big story from a few years ago where I was travelling on a May Day weekend. And there was a man wearing a silly hat in front of me. Now, I was on my way to the football and had a couple drinks.
Mm.
And I took a photo of the man in a hat. And it wasn't a very good photo, but I had tweeted it just saying, oh, look at this silly hat. But then I took another one and tweeted on it. I then spent a good hour following this man wearing a silly hat onto a train.
Oh.
And was tweeting this whole story. At which point took quite the turn when he went to the toilet, left the hat on the seat.
Oh, no,
and I was like...
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I was like, I should try it on. And I spent too long thinking about whether I should try it on.
No, so, no, if you're going to do it, you've got to just jump.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't try on the hat. But when the man had come back and sat down, he had completely blacked up. See, I told you the story to the train. It was the oddest thing, but it's all about Morris dancing.
That's the mining. Isn't that a mining? That's a thing in some village somewhere where they
it's
do
extraordinary.
That.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, he was on his way to Rochester, I think.
There's another thing in the Netherlands a bit like that, isn't there? That's
It's not one of the... I mean, you've just topped any of the strange traditions I was going to go with.
It turned into quite the weekend, and I ended up making a story fi, they're called, which I'll tweet now. It's called Hat Spells and Racism.
Right.
Yeah, look it up, because it is the weirdest story ever.
I feel so warm
this
right
time
now.
Next year, I think, when Jake is no doubt covering John Holmes on the bank holiday Monday,
you should buy for more, shall
you
we, for all of us?
Send Cornelius down to Cornwall Obby Oste, where they dress up as horses and try to catch women. I think that would be a perfect radio feature for Cornelius to feature in.
I agree.
It's all tradition. It's all tradition.
It's all tradition, just like hanging and cholera. Toby, thank you very much indeed for
that.
I really appreciate it. After the break, we've got Toppling Juncture, the game show that literally no one is talking about.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wickes, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas. So our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics. As always, our spring collection sofas are handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And this bank holiday weekend, they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end soon.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you, but it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
This bank holiday at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £15 off a Mountfield self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £169.99. Or this Santex 10-litre masonry paint, in ultra-smooth or fine-textured. Two tubs for just £40. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
M1 southbound looking really slow. There was a two-car accident between Junction 26 for Nottingham and Junction 25. All open, but very, very heavy traffic around there. In Gloucestershire, the A38 Barclays really slow through the roadworks. In Surrey, the M3 heading to London, one lane shut. That's because of a broken-down car between Junction 4 for Camberley and Junction 3. And in Dorset, the A354 partially blocked off an accident as you come up towards Miller's Lane. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Hi, I'm Maddie Hinch. Facing a hockey penalty to win Olympic gold is real pressure. Pressure I tried to deflect onto my opponent by constantly staying up to date with what the players are doing in tournaments, making notes in my little red book and putting reminders on my water bottle.
At Shell, we're passionate about delivering great performance. That's why we've developed new Shell V-Power. Switch to Shell V-Power today. See shell.co.uk/vpower for more information. Shell. Go well.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah! Clip clap! It's that time again. I've missed this. I wanted to do this on the Sunday breakfast show, but I sort of thought, no, I'm going to keep this special for weekday cover shows for John Holmes. This is...
Something about it suits this time.
Something about a game show
of the day.
Based on coins dropping down those machines with the slidey platform, pushing other coins into a thing. As a quiz show, as a broadcast format, that is so right for around about this time of the afternoon. I don't know why no one else has thought of this. We call this Toppling Juncture. And remember, it's clip clap. With every right answer, a coin gets released. And it might push other coins down at the end of the thing. There is absolutely no prize whatsoever for that. It's just a joyful thing to behold. Clip clap indeed. Let's talk to today's contestant. It's Simon in Newcastle. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Jake. I can just about make you out. It sounds like you're underwater on my phone, but it's fine. I can just about sort of hear what you're saying.
It's okay. Talk Radio's got a new policy of waterboarding.
Right.
So that's probably what's happening. Thanks very much. Can I just ask you about your job? What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm a drone operator.
So I
fly drones.
That is so
cool.
But
not the military, kind.
Good.
Just the ones with cameras on.
That's
spying in people's bedrooms and stuff.
That's awesome. What kind of drone flying filming do you do?
Filming beaches and castles. I mean, obviously, being in this northern area of England, there's a lot of beautiful scenery to be filmed from the sky. Yes, lots of castles and things like that. I literally can barely hear what you're saying, Jake, but I'm just sort of trying to guess what you're saying.
Okay. I tell you what, why don't we try and call you back? We're going to try and call you back, Simon. Hang in there. That's very cool. Do you know, I bought a thing, not a drone.
Okay. What else have you not bought?
Some cheese, a helicopter, a boy.
Go on.
No, I bought a gimbal.
What is that?
It's the bit that you would have on a drone that you fix the camera to.
And it compensates
for all the vibrations and the moving, and it keeps it nice and steady. It basically turns your camera into a chicken's head. You know, like, if you've got a chicken, like, and you're holding it, and you can, like, move the chicken around, and its head is just going to stay completely still.
I never knew that. But that's that's the type of camera that, if I know you don't like football, but if you go to the football They run on the pitch with these big vests and a robotic arm with the
camera
on top.
That's a Steadicam. That's a full-blown Steadicam.
Okay.
But this is basically for 175 quid. It's like Steadicam. It's unbelievable. Okay. And it's basically got three little motors on it that all the time, when you move it slightly to the left or whatever, it goes, oh, he's moved 17 degrees to the left, let's go 17 degrees to the right, and compensates in real time. It looks beautiful, the footage.
Can you throw it? And then, because that would make quite a good video.
Potentially you could. But then you'd have to make sure you catch it. Yeah, you could throw it once.
Okay.
But I did some footage, I should put it online somewhere, of me running full pelt down the beach and just smooth as butter. It's unbelievable. Simon will know all about that, and he's back, and hopefully can hear us. Can you hear us better?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear now. You're not under the ocean.
That's awesome news. I'm glad we resurfaced, because I was running out of air. And we talk about drone footage. So presumably you know all about gimbals.
Well, I'm a bit of a novice still. You know, I'm at the early stages of the drone scenario. I'm one of these people that just sort of went out and spent a load of money on a Phantom 3, not really kind of knowing exactly what they're doing, and then sort of working from the bottom upwards.
Fantastic. Always.
So I call myself a camera drone operator, but it is just the amateur side of it. I do know about gimbals, though.
Yeah.
They're very impressive devices.
Wow, my gimbal's quite impressive. Anyway. Right, if you're ready, I'm sure you've been enjoying Toppling Juncture on all the other cover shows I've been doing for John Holmes. Of course, bless you.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, everyone's talking about Toppling Juncture. Well, let's play.
Toppling Juncture.
Let's hope for some clip claps. Six questions, six chances to win nothing. Topical questions, multiple choice. If you're ready, then here's question one for Toppling Juncture today. Simon, Boris Johnson's sister Rachel Johnson recently announced she has joined which political party? Is it A, Labour, B, the Liberal Democrats, or C, the Green Party?
Well, I've not been keeping it abreast of the politics of late, but I'm going to hazard a guess at the Green Party.
Let's find out if you're right. I'm afraid you have the classy production values on this quiz. I'm afraid you're wrong. It was actually the Liberal Democrats. So I'm afraid we can't. There's no clip clap. We can't release a coin. Let's move straight on to the next question. Which tennis player recently played her first match back after serving a 15-month suspension for failing a drugs test? Was it A, Maria Sharapova, B, Serena Williams, or C, Billie Jean King?
Again, I have absolutely no idea, but I'm pretty sure I recognise the name of B.
Serena Williams?
Yeah.
Let's find out if you're right, Simon.
Oh, no.
This is unbelievable. Simon, no toppling. There are those coins sliding
those
away.
Coins.
And none dropping. Here we go.
I don't read tabloids through the week, unfortunately, so I don't get all my information.
You should. We love the tabloids. I'm all over the tabloids. Well, hopefully I'm not. Anyway, question three. What did David Cameron reportedly spend £25,000 on, Simon? Was it A, designer shed, B, a car, or C, a watch?
Was it the shed?
Let's find out if you're right.
Yay!
You're right. That means you've got a coin to drop
clip
on Toppling Juncture. Clip clap! Right. Do you want to choose shoot one, two, or three?
Oh, gosh, it's a toughie. Can I go for straight down the middle for number two, please?
Yeah, can we light up shoot number two, please?
Ooh, it's exciting.
And you tell us when you want to release the cookie. Because you want to time it with the drawer sliding there. You can see it in, out, in.
But I don't want it to ride. So,
no, exactly. All right. Wait, you say when to release it.
Now.
Okay, there it goes. Tumbling down. Ooh. Oh, I thought there was going to be an overlap there, but no, it's pushed a couple of coins down. Let's see.
Ooh.
Yay! Clip clap.
Clip clap. Well done. Well done. You did great there.
How much did I get off there?
Well, nothing, because there's no prize in this game. Question four. Ed Sheeran is going to be making a cameo appearance in which television show? Is it A, Orange is the New Black, B, Game of Thrones, or C, EastEnders?
Without the inflection in your voice, I actually knew this one. Game of Thrones.
Let's find out if you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Well done. Well done. So, do you want to pick a shoot? 1, 2, or 3?
Well, you know what? I've started on number 2, so I'm going to stick with number 2. Yeah.
Well, you have to once you start, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's light up number 2, please. And let us know when you want to release it.
Just waiting for that to go.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay, there it goes. Toppling down.
It's gone
in that gappy bit.
Yeah,
a couple down. Yes! Just clap! Fantastic. Yeah. Well done to you there.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're going to make this the last question because we're getting a little bit tight for time. Which film, Simon, will celebrate its 45th anniversary this year? Well, loads of them. But out of these three, which film? A, The Godfather. B, Back to the Future. Or C, Titanic, 45th anniversary.
Gotta be The Godfather, surely.
Let's see if you're right.
Yay!
Well done! That's fantastic. Okay. Shoot 1, 2, 3. Are you going to stick with the number 2? It's served you well.
No. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to put all my cards on the table. Number one.
Man, I don't.
Are you insane? It's so sparse there.
Look, it's your choice. No. It's your choice. Okay, let's light up number 1, please. And let us know when you want to release it, Simon. Good luck. This is a real...
Yeah, this is very tense, actually. Release.
There it goes.
I can't watch.
Oh, man. Well, you don't want to watch. Yeah.
I don't know why I chose number 1.
There's one down on the next level. Simon. No, I don't think it's going to happen.
We told you.
That's a shame. That is a shame. Oh, such a damn squib twist.
Clip clap!
Woo! Well done!
Wow.
Simon, thank you for playing.
No problems at all, thank you.
You're wonderful. That was lovely. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. If you would like to play Toppling Juncture, the unique game show in British broadcasting based on 2p machines that drop coins down, why don't you email jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk with your details, and you could be playing tomorrow for nothing at all. That's how it works. Clip clap. Oh, that was a really exciting one to start the week with. Who's going to be able to cope with the white-knuckle thrills of the rest of the week, Cornelius? I just don't know.
I think I've got to get my heart checked after that.
Probably. That's kind of more or less it for us, right? I guess we'll do it all again tomorrow from 1.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Clip-clap and all of that. We were talking earlier about Bake Off, but I'm sort of waiting to see if Sam Delaney's going to come in. He hasn't so far, has he? He's not in that room yet, so... He said in a minute, did he? Is he doing his little wee-wee before the... Because that's what you always have to do. He's finishing his homework. The dog ate it. He's doing it on the bus. It's unbelievable.
So, Bake Off.
Bake Off creme de la creme, right? It's so good. And I don't know why people aren't watching it like the same way.
What channel is it on?
It's on BBC Two. And the thing is, it's hosted by Angus Deaton now.
Mm-hmm.
But the first series was presented by Tom Kerridge. I've got to say,
Kerridge,
Angus Deaton, he's like that West Country chef. I think he won Master Chef.
We've had him in.
Come down, Wheat Sheaf, blatantly. This is my number. Text me. If you're in Bristol, come down the Wheat Sheaf every Thursday. Honestly, it's mad. We have a quiz.
Yeah, he's fat, now he's not.
Yeah. I imagine he's the nicest guy.
He is a really nice guy. He gave me a copy of his book, which I gave to my dad for his birthday.
Perfect. You can't get better than that.
Mm.
The thing is, though, I sort of slightly feel when he looks at people, there's an element of he's sort of looking in this slightly not needy way, but a sort of beseeching way. I feel like he's saying in his head, do I look pretty in my new bonnet? Do you know what I mean? He looks like he should wear bonnets.
Okay.
Is that fair? But you should watch Bake Off Creme de la Creme. It's so good.
Okay, and this one's staying on the BBC.
I don't know. I have no idea what's happening with it.
It is. No, I've just...
Oh, it is?
I've Googled it, yeah.
I'm so pleased because it is the best show. Literally the best show. Imagine a better show you can't.
We'll talk...
Hi, Jake. I didn't ask you today.
Hi, Sam.
You've got a little mate waiting outside for you, Con, waiting to see if you want to go for a bitter shandy with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ricky's come in specially to see you. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh,
I've been keeping him busy. I gave him some colouring in to do while he waited for you.
He's very much gambled on whether I want to come in, go for a drink.
Oh, come on, look. Your face has lit up since I mentioned his name. He's only got one mate, and he's come here to see him. They've both only got one mate. And so they get really... It's like my five-year-old son's got a mate called Max, and it's like all he wants to talk about is Max, because they're just one mate.
Oh, that's
And that's
nice.
Like... Con and Ricky. Mm.
Or sort of like
cellmates in a way.
Yeah, they are, yeah. like living here under manners.
Kind of just obligated to be friends rather than necessarily having anything in common.
So that's nice. I'll be talking about renting. Banks don't let landlords rent to people on benefits. How mean is that? I mean, if I was a bank, I'd be like, get the people on benefits, because then you know that it's got a guarantee, because it's effectively the government paying the money.
Yeah, 100%.
So it just must be snobby and horrible. So we'll be talking about that. We're talking about Blair coming back into politics. I know that story comes around a lot, but I always like talking about Blair because I love Tony Blair.
Do you?
Yeah. And
you hate Iraqis, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And
you're
that's
always
the
banging on about
that's
that.
The main reason why I like Tony Blair. And
all that imaging and stuff. Sam Delaney.
I think it would be better if. Exactly. I'm happy that they no longer live under the rule of Saddam Hussein because they loved that, but because I hate them. Right. Because I hate them, I was happy to see them liberated. And what else can I talk about?
I think you've done enough, to be honest.
Europe.
Okay, all of that covered.
Also, hate Europe.
Brilliant. The man who hates Europe and Iraqis will be here after the 4 o'clock news coming up directly. That's it from me. See you tomorrow at one.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.